Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Get the background music crunk up here. You feel what I'm saying? Let's get this thing rolling. Let's get this thing popping. Yes. Right. All right. So, welcome everybody to the show, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. Cable 100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. You're now rocking with the best, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. I'm over here sipping on a little something tonight. You know what I mean? A little something. I'll make it through tonight. I got totally beyond wasted the other night, man. And I just had a damn episode about wasted. Damn it, man. Damn if I damn didn't go get wasted my damn self. Where they do that, Blizzard? Where do they do that, Blizzard? Needless to say, I made it home safe and in one piece. And I'm still here. I'm still kicking. You feel what I'm saying? Want to thank everybody that's tuned in to the show. You feel me? Welcome everybody that's online. Check me out via the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? Also, like to welcome everybody that's on the phone lines that dialed in 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You feel me? Episode 103. We finna get ready to get that thing crunk, you know what I'm saying? Get a room. Get a fucking room. Yeah. Please, people. For the love of everything sacred. Some of you need to cut out the public displays of affection. But we'll get into that in a minute. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and get into the basics of the show. You dig? K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Shameless Entertainment. We do music over here. With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anybody that's an artist that wants to get their music played on K100 Radio, by all means, tell them to send their music to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio. k100radio@gmail.com. Please send your music in an MP3 version, not a Windows Media or Wave, anything. MP3 version of your song. Send it to the email and we'll check it out. We do spend mostly hip-hop, R&B, but we will run some pop, you know what I mean? Spoken word also. This is not a station that's going to run heavy metal, so please don't send me any heavy metal. I'm not going to run heavy metal. Not that I got anything against it. I'm just saying it's just not the genre of the station, okay? We're urban, pretty much in the underground station. We don't spend big-name artists. We don't spend the guys who got record deals that you see on your MTVs and your BETs and your VH1s. We don't run them guys. You feel me? Not that we have anything against them. We show love to the independents over here. Once again, we show love to the independent artists over here. For those of y'all don't know, once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. You're rocking with the best of them. And I'm an artist and a producer myself. And so I got love for the underground artists and the underground hip-hop scene, the underground R&B artists and talent. You feel me? And so that's why I try to support on my radio show. Now, I am very much so getting hurt with sponsorship deals and whatnot, because I don't spend the big name guys. People are telling me, Blizzum, your show is hot, but you need to play the big name music to get people to tune in more and blah blah blah. Look, let me tell you something. Don't get me wrong. I wanna make money off the radio show at some point. You feel me? I'm just starting out, so I gotta pay homage and pay dues. I gotta build my listener base. Oh, K100 Radio is over 10,000 downloads and plays, by the way. Yeah. Took us 100 episodes to get to actually 102. But we hit the 10,000 mark, 10,000 downloads and plays mark at episode 102, which is pretty good. So I should have 20,000 downloads and plays by the time I get to 200. Hopefully more than that, because my listening base is getting big. With that being said, I'm just going to stick to what I'm doing right now. Unless somebody comes in and want to invest money into the station or do something like that and tell me, look, I'll give you some money, but you got to start spending the big names and all that right there, then I'll start listening to motherfuckers. Up until that point, kill yourself. We show love to the fucking undergrounds and the independents, and that's who the fuck I play. That's what I represent. That's who I fucks with. That's who I hang around. That's who show me the love. That's who I show the love back. All right? These other niggas got budgets and shit, and if I try to get them to do an interview or send me some shit exclusive, you know what they tell me? Exactly. So, underground, independent artists, unless you're stupid, you don't want to get your music exposed to the over 10,000 downloads and plays, possibly, that I got on the show, you're going to be a fucking idiot. Don't send it to me. If you got any sense about yourself, and everybody knows me, I'm real as they come. Don't get it fucked up. That's why it's called K100. Send your music to K100Radio@gmail.com, and I'll run it. Set up your interview. We've already interviewed a lot of people. People from all over the country. People from California, Wisconsin, New York, Florida, Atlanta, Ohio, and Texas. That came onto the show. They did their interviews. Got their music spin. Posted their stuff up on the Facebook page. Show love. Show love back. All right? That's how this thing works. Scratch each other back down here in the underground. You don't fuck with me, why would I fuck with you? All right, moving right along. Want to remind everybody that K100 is also on Facebook and MySpace. Once again, we're on Facebook and MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. On Facebook, do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger up, that is us. That is your dog. Holler at me. Like the fan page. Become a personal friend of mine on Facebook. If you listen to the show, I want to be your friend too. Alright, you can dig deep into my own personal world. It's also Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah! I got another sound effect, you know. When motherfuckers get on your nerves, you go niggas and flies. Yeah, niggas and flies. I despise! Yeah! I got so many motherfuckers to mash on Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. It's not even ridiculous. I got a list of motherfuckers. Also, want to remind you one more time, today is November 1st, which means tomorrow is November 2nd. Once again, tomorrow is November the 2nd. Get the fuck up and go vote. If you don't vote, fuck you. If you don't like that I said fuck you, fuck you. November 2nd, do it, go vote. Don't be a fucking lame. Don't like it, don't matter. Don't make up no fucking whack-ass excuse. Okay? Go do it. It's needed. This election is damn near, and not damn near, it's more important than Obama's whole election. This is the part where we see, where they see if we really got his back, you idiots. This is the part they're going to see if we really going to stand up. Don't be a fucking idiot. I'll get into that later because I'm going to mash every motherfucker that don't vote tomorrow. Niggas and flies, I swear. Yeah. All right, on to the motherfucking next one. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Episode 103. Get a fucking room. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. Want to welcome everybody that's on the line. I see the homegirl from Texas got her hand up first. We're going to jump to the line in a minute and get on her. You feel me? Got a couple more people on the line waiting for me to go ahead and run down the synopsis of the show. So, without further ado, let's get it. Episode 103. Get a fucking room. Now, I want to go ahead and make sure I be clear with everybody. You feel what I'm saying? About what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and read the synopsis. Because I'm going to make myself clear. So motherfuckers don't call up here and say, oh, Blizzum. Oh, you're so fucking hypocritical. You're a liar. You said this and the other. Shut the fuck up. I know what I said. The stark difference of what I said and what I'm talking about tonight. Hold on. Let me take my damn drink. See, this is why I can't be on regular FM, because you can't do shit like take a pause and drink your liquor. Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Anyway, moving right along. 103. I remember when it was cool to be all up in the chick grill. You remember back in the day, back when we was in junior high, maybe even like early high school, it stopped being cool around, you know, halfway through high school, but junior high, early part of high school, 9th, 10th grade, 8th grade, 7th grade, you wanted to show how grown you was or how grown you thought you was by publicly displaying your affection. Oh, yeah, you and your little girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Girls, ladies, you and your boyfriend, you feel me? Y'all be tongue-kissing it all down in the hallway. Want everybody to see. You and your friends, you and your friends go giggle about it in class. You know what I'm saying? The homies go up and get a little bit of dap from his partner. Goddamn, he's kissing the hot chick in the hallway. It was cool then. It was fun. You know what I mean? That was then. This is now. What about now? See, I often see people my age, which I'm in my early 30s, still going at it in public like they fucking 14 or some shit. And I think to myself, get a fucking room. Now, of course, if you listen to my show, episodes like The Freakometer, once again, episodes like The Freakometer, parts, you know, 1 and 2, and a few more where we get into the sex talk or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? I have stated that doing it outside is exciting and freaky. Yes, I love to do it outside. I love to get my dick sucked while I'm driving down the highway with no tint. Yes, I do. But people, that is different. That's just being freaky. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do that, you make attempts not to be seen. It's the rush that someone could see you that's the turn on. But for the purposes of this show, I'm talking about being all over your significant other right in plain sight. Like in the damn mall in the fucking food court. Alright? Are you one of these people? How do you feel about public displays of affection? Some say that it means that you are really into the person and you're not ashamed of it. Yeah, you know, baby, I love you. I love her. She loves him. Why I can't give him no sugar in front of everybody? I love her. How do you feel about public displays of affection? You know what I mean? Truthfully, I don't even really like holding a woman's hand in public. Nah, I pass. I mean, to me, it seems a little bit juvenile. Yeah, I know. I said I like to suck my dick in my car, but that's not the same thing what I'm talking about. See, you gotta understand. Pay attention. I know this may sound a little bit hypocritical. I know what you're thinking. But it's a big difference, all right? Are you the type that expects your mate to show that love for you? And would you even get mad if they don't? If you're a chick, and you walking with your guy, your boyfriend, or whatever, and you try and grab his hand or hold his hand, and he be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, motherfucker, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Would you do like that? I know some women who don't like that. Because they feel like, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck you can't hold my hand? Why you can't hold my hand? You embarrassed? It's not even about that. I'm not against a little kiss in public, a little, you know, mwah, 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 mwah. But not a full-blown tongue down right in the middle of the fucking goddamn mall. I'm just saying. What kind of public display of affection do you think is okay? And what kind do you hate? And here's my keynote side question that's probably going to be talked about way more than the fucking meat and potatoes of this show. Obviously, I already know this. But hey, it's K100, motherfuckers. We got to be controversial. What about gay people? What about when gay people do it? Now, see, I know for most straight people, they really hate that. No matter how they feel about gay people, all right? You can be cool with gay people. You can have gay friends that you're cool with and everything. But if you really don't agree with the lifestyle, you really don't want two guys kissing in front of your goddamn kid, two chicks tongue kissing in front of your kid. That's why it's like hardly any TV shows that actually even show two gay people actually touch each other. Even if they are gay couples on TV, they rarely let them be in the same bed together and shit like that. I think they got this show Modern Family that's trying to quote unquote break borders with this shit. But you still don't even see that. It's not accepted. So what about if they're gay? You feel me? I can honestly tell you wholeheartedly, I know some gay people and I got some cool gay people But I would get pissed the fuck off if two men start kissing in front of my fucking son. I give a fuck what you think. I don't care. It's just my fucking opinion. Doesn't mean I hate gay people and I want them all to go to hell and burn. No, no. I just don't necessarily agree with the lifestyle. And so I don't want people encouraging my kid and making my kid think that that's, quote unquote, the right thing to do. Of course, this can spin off into a whole other show, which is just not what the show is about. But I decided to throw this in here because it's controversial. And you'll meet people who feel one way about public displays of affection. But if it's two gay people, well, then it's totally different. Actually, I'm kind of one of those people. So, that's what we're talking about today on episode 103. And it is also Monday, which means if motherfuckers been getting on your nerve like a bunch of motherfucking flies, yeah! Smash the motherfucking Monday, your chance to vent here on K100 Internet Radio. So, let me go ahead and go to my phone lines. I'm pretty sure I got people ready to talk, ready to be a little bit upset about what I may say or what they may say. I mean, you know, it's what the show is all about, all right? I'm going to go to the phone lines first. So when I open up the phone lines, everybody, 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad. I got people on the phone line, so make sure you hit the number one on the keypad so I know that you want to talk to me. All right? Now, I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines right now. First person that was on the line is my homegirl, Jana.
Hey, Blizzum.
What's poppin'?
What it do?
Nothing. Thanks for calling the show. All right. Episode 103. Get a fucking room. Also, it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Motherfuckers aggravating you like the motherfucking flies. Yeah. Mash their ass today. Okay, Jenna. First up, do you have anybody that, or anything that you would like to mash today on Mash Motherfucking Mondays? And then we'll get into the show.
Yeah, I do. I got to mash my sister.
Wait a minute now. We need good reasons at K100 to mash family members. Do tell.
Okay. All right. Today I caught my nephew skipping school today. And when I went to go confront her and tell her about my nephew, she want to act like it's none of my fucking business. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Pretty much cussing me out, but she wasn't cussing me out when I was changing his diapers, basically helping her raise him and whatnot. And she had the audacity to tell me to mind my own fucking business and that he's not my son and not to worry about him. But at the same time, she don't even want to be bothered with him. She don't want to really take the time to worry about him. She don't even want to take the time to discipline him. Mm-hmm. She actually wants to send him on his way and just case him as a bad kid.
Oh. Sorry-ass parents. I despise. She gets mashed on K100 Internet Radio. First of all, how you going to tell a motherfucker not to give a fuck about their own nephew?
Exactly. All right.
It doesn't matter, I mean, what the fuck? That's like my brother's coming up to me or my brother's being concerned about my damn son. And I'd be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck, you ain't nothing but his uncle. What the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Yeah. This is an aggravating motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? So I will, in fact, mash your motherfucking punk ass sister. A, for goddamn telling you that you as a motherfucking aunt shouldn't be concerned about your own motherfucking goddamn nephew. And B, because she a sorry ass motherfucking parent. Yeah. Niggas and flies, I despise. We mash them on Mashing Motherfucking Monday. All right, Jenna, on to the motherfucking show. Episode 103. Get a motherfucking room. How do you feel about public displays of affection? And keep it 100.
I really don't mind it. Either way, I don't mind public affection. I don't mind it.
Do you do it? Do you tongue kiss your boyfriend, your man all out in public and shit and be wanting to hold his hand when you walk and all that? Tell the truth.
Okay, well, I have, yeah, but, I mean, if he doesn't want to hold my hand like you're talking about, I'm not going to get all butthurt about it and be like, oh, boo-hoo, you don't want to hold my hand. Like, it ain't that big of a deal.
So you don't feel some kind of way about it if you don't want to? What does that tell you? What does that mean to you? I mean, if he says no just because he just don't want to do that shit all out in public, does it make you feel like he's embarrassed to be with you or some shit? Or you got a real issue? I mean, what does that make you feel like? if you don't want to hold your hand in public.
I don't think that he has, like, an issue with it or that he doesn't want to hold my hand. It's just, you know.
Well, he doesn't want to hold your hand because he just told you he doesn't want to hold your hand. So he doesn't want to hold your hand.
Well, I mean, like, if we're grown or whatever, and, like, I mean, because it is kind of, I do admit, it is kind of like, you know, grade school and whatnot. So, I mean, I do get that aspect of it, but I'm not going to be hurt about it. I'm not going to be throwing a fit and, like, acting like we are in grade school and trying to fight over some bullshit of, like, holding my hand or not. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Right. So do you think it's a difference between guys and the women? You think it's just the fact that women are more emotional than they like to do? But I know some women who don't like that shit at all, too, so I really don't want to say that. But I noticed that more women are with it than guys. Guys, most guys, grown men at least, are like, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Some women, yeah, they are like that, you know. That's just how it is.
I'm gonna get people calling my phone. I already got people raising my hand as soon as I said that. See? I'm talking about. All right. On to the motherfucking next, the most controversial part of this question that I'm asking everybody on Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, episode 103, Get a Room, you feel me? Talking about public displays of affection. Now, Jana, what about when it comes to gay people? When you see if you see two gay people out in the middle of the mall, two gay guys or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they holding hands and they all up in each other's face and they actually kissing or whatever. Would you feel a ways about your child seeing that? Yeah, honestly.
I wouldn't, but I get what you're saying. You know, you think if you turn them, you let them see that, then maybe that they'll think it's okay or whatever. But, like, you can't weigh out, like, whether or not if your son or daughter is going to go either way. I mean, you they're going to get exposed to it regardless. So, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying. You know, I get what you're saying. I already heard your theory on it. But, like, I'm not going to be, like, shutting them away and trying to cover their eyes. It's going to make it seem like it's a bad thing. And so I'm just going to go about my business like I would if I saw any other couple making out or whatever.
So it wouldn't. Are you really saying that you wouldn't treat it any other way? If you seen two guys kissing and your kids were around, you wouldn't feel any different.
I really wouldn't. I'm not gonna make it seem like it's a bad thing, or then they're gonna maybe one day they'll rebel against it and they'll think like, maybe there's something to it.
Of course, I totally 100% disagree with everything you just fucking said, Jenna. You know what I'm saying? Of course I do. You know what I'm saying? For everybody who knows that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know, like I said, I'm not, I don't want to say that I am homophobic because I deny that label that people might put on me. I wholeheartedly don't believe that because I know true homophobes. And I live in fucking the gayest city in America, Atlanta, Georgia. All right? You know what I'm saying? And so I have to interact with gay people at the workplace and in the music industry and all kinds of shit. You feel me? And I can work with them and stuff like that. But I do fundamentally disagree with the lifestyle at the end of the day for the most part. You feel me? But not so, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even though people be like, listen, I've heard some of the shit you said on your show and you talk about fucking two chicks at the same time and blah, blah, and all this kind of shit. I know that's hypocritical as fuck. I know my disdain for homosexual men is at a greater level than it is homosexual women. I understand that's hypocritical. Okay, you can mash me for that. Yeah. I'll take that hit, but if I seen two gay people making out in public, I would feel upset. I would feel bothered by it if my kids were around. I would feel bothered by it myself. And if my kids were around, I really would feel bothered. You feel me? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And that's just me. You know what I mean? I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet with it. You feel me? Some people are there yet. I'm not there yet. You call me old school. You call me whatever. I know I'm more progressive than most, but I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Right. All right, let me go ahead and take a couple more of these calls, Janica. I got a lot of people raising their hand up, people on the line. So I'm going to go ahead and jump to it and try and get to them. All right?
All right.
Now, my next caller, Ruby, what's popping, babe?
Hey, what's popping?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show.
Are you being homophobic?
Huh? Say what now?
Are you being homophobic?
I'm not being homophobic. And I'm glad that you called the show, Ruby. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the perfect person to have on the show, Ruby. You know what I'm saying? So this show, considering that you're gay, I think, Ruby. You know what I'm saying?
I am a proud lesbian sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that. We'll get into that later. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, everybody, to the show. Episode 103, 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one if you want to talk. 347-934-0966. Welcome, everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome, everybody listening to me via Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And welcome, everybody that's listening to the replay of the show via podcast in iTunes or download it from the site. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, however you get in the show. Live or not, I got love for all you. We over 10,000 plays, and most of it is for people who can't listen at the live time but download the show. I got a very high number of downloaded episodes, all right? I think my time slot is really what's messing me up with the live numbers because I got an awkward time slot for most people. But my download numbers are stupid. Don't get it twisted, all right? I'm doing the thing, all right? So, of course, first of all today, Ruby, it's a Monday, so that means motherfuckers that you despise like flies. It's Smashing Motherfucker Monday. So first, let's do that. I got a feeling what you're going to say and what you're going to talk about. Because Ruby is a part of my K100 family on Facebook. And she's been posting all day about a particular incident. And I'm almost willing to bet that what she's going to mash today.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say anything about that.
You're not going to say anything about that?
No, I'm not.
No?
No. Peace be still.
I'm mashing her for you.
Peace Rush. Be still.
Rush.
I had to pray about it. Peace be
Rush.
Still.
Call my show. Call my show, Crush. That's all I have to say. I got to talk to you. I got words for you, Crush. I got to clear some things up. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Okay, what else do you want to mash if not that?
I want to mash two of these bitches that hemmed me up in the bathroom.
What?
At the club. Yes. At the club. I posted it up there on K100 what I was upset about. Bitches posted me up and two of them posted me up in the bathroom. And I can't even get it up. Mash them bitches.
Basically,
I went to the bathroom, and these two chicks, you know, they was, well, one of them was already in the bathroom and everything like that, and, you know, she was talking to me and stuff. Then so the other one comes in, you know, I was fucked up, so, hey, it is what it is. And, I mean, shit, hey, they was, you know, trying to do the damn thing to me, but it wasn't working. After that, I mean, shit, man, I'm telling you, I'm mashing them bitches. Y'all, hey, come get me when I'm sober.
So what, they trying to jump you?
No, they was trying to fuck me.
and what happened?
I chickened out.
Why'd you chicken out?
I don't know. I chickened out. I was like a little schoolgirl. I chickened out. Kind of
okay.
Like, yeah, I chickened out them fucking bitches. And one of them wasn't even my type, so, hey, I gave one of them your number to call in because I told her I was going to mash that ass, you ugly bitch. Try to rape me.
Okay. Yeah! I'll mash it for you, Ruby. I don't know whether to mash them or you, actually, in that story. I actually don't know who the fuck to mash in that scenario. It could be you, or it could be them. It's a little bit more
of that story, but hey, I posted
it on
the
wall. You're leaving some shit out.
I'll put it on the wall. You can't call up here.
You can't call up K100 and tell me to mash people. Yeah. And then give me half the truth for half of the story, Ruby.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, you might be the person who needs to get mashed. And if you're the person that needs to get mashed, Ruby, yeah, it will be get mashed.
Yeah.
I keep it all the way from running. Okay, we're moving right along. Episode 103. Get a fucking room. How do you feel about public displays of affection, Ruby? First of all, we'll tackle the main part, and we'll get to the part you're pretty much going to spend a meat and potatoes on. But we'll get to, let's take it one notch at a time, please. What do you feel in general about public displays of affection? People tongue kissing, you know, really getting it in, like all in front, like in the middle of the mall and shit. How do you feel about that? Are you like that? Do you like holding the hands, walking?
No,
and
I don't hold hands.
Yeah.
No, I don't hold hands.
What about kissing and all public and all that? Shit?
I mean, like you said, all that, you know, all the tongue kissing and stuff, I wouldn't do. But I'll give them like a smack, you know. You know, stuff like that, but that's about it. Now,
right, so,
I've I've gotten it in at the rest, you know, like at the restaurants and stuff. I've had sex at the restaurants and shit, but.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. Listen, pay attention, everybody. Public displays of affection is not the same thing as doing some old freaky shit like trying to get
right.
the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, you're trying to hide. You're really not trying to show it in front of people. You're trying to, like, sneak and do it and get it in and get it over
right.
with. Like, you know, fucking in the movie theater, you looking around, making sure nobody don't see you. A public
yeah.
display of affection is when you just putting on the front and a display for everybody. You want the whole world to know, oh, this is my baby. Mwah, mwah,
yeah,
I love him.
Like
yeah, 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 yeah. Shut the fuck all out and where everybody can see. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like that's what I'm saying. So you don't really care for it. Okay.
I don't really care for that.
All right. So what's one thing that you see people doing in public that make you just be get on your fucking nerves? A public disturbance. What's the one thing that you just be like, God damn, for real?
Like if you go to like the mall, like you said, the food court. You don't want to see that shit while you eating.
Touche. Alright, let's go ahead and get into the cause I got so many people on the line. I'm trying to get to all these calls. Let's go ahead and get to what really is irking you probably about my status today. What if, when it comes down to gay people, you feel me? I said I had one other caller before you to some more callers. I said it would bother me more. It bothers me more, even more so, when I see, if I was to see two gay people, displaying in public affection like that. You feel me? If I seen two guys kissing and shit out in the open, I'd actually, like, try to turn my son and my kids away from it and walk them away from it. Now, I don't think that I am a homophobe. Of course, you may beg to differ with this statement. I don't necessarily feel that that's true because that's just a fundamental lifestyle that I just don't particularly
right.
agree. You see what I'm saying? Now, and I don't want my kids, I think my kids are bombarded with homosexuality and trying to make it mainstream enough. You feel me? If I can control something, if I'm sitting right here and I'm seeing these two guys 20 feet away tongue kissing, I'm not going to sit there and just let my kids just watch it like, oh, don't mind them. It's okay. they're just people tonight. I'm not there yet. So, what do you, of course, with you being gay, whatever, I know you don't mind it any much than anybody else, but what do you think about people who feel that way?
I mean,
I can't, you're breaking up. Hold up, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I do mind it because it's, I have kids, and I mean, I don't do it in front of my kids, so. I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to, you know, have somebody else and, you know, two guys kissing and two girls kissing. I mean, I have that much respect that I wouldn't do it in front of them.
But why? If you said, like you said earlier at the beginning of this, you said you're a proud lesbian sometimes. You feel
right.
me? Why the reservation about it? Why?
My kids, I already know, but, I mean, they know I'm not going to, you know, sit there and throw it in their face or anybody else's face. So it's, you know, big enough that they already with a girl and everything like that. So they already know it's not right, and I'm not going to fuck up their heads like that and shit like that. I was with a woman, so they already know it, but kissing, you know, tongue kissing shit like that in front of them. We wouldn't all, you know, at the fair reunion and shit, kissing and shit like that. No.
Oh. I find that interesting. I find that really interesting. And I'm going to keep you on the line because I'm pretty sure people are going to ask you questions. If you can mute your background for me, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going to keep you on the line, Ruby. I think that's a very interesting point. Now, for everybody who wants to mash me and who got something to say about what I said about when there's gay people out in the open, I just had someone that's on the phone that's gay, and they themselves even said they don't even do it in front of their kids. So why, I ask you, would you think I should feel... I should not feel the way I feel about it myself. And it's not that I'm a homophobe, but it's not that I'm gay bashing anything. I just don't necessarily agree with it like that. And I'd rather my kids not see it. I try to shield them from that. No, nothing different from me shielding them from an R-rated movie or something on TV they don't need to see. I don't agree with it. I don't think they need to see it. C'est la vie. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't want to see it. You know what I mean? So, you know, that is what it is. All right? I'm going to go to the next line. I'm going to keep Ruby's mic open, so if she needs to be addressed or if you want to address Ruby, or whatever, because she's also a BTR host herself. So I always show that respect to people who are BTR hosts also on the show. If you know me, I know that. Like my homie Nooney Jr. and Game Hunter and all these guys when they call in. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I leave the mic open and let them speak when they want to talk as a BTR host too. So I'm going to the next call. I see Shay, I see Key, and I see the homie who shall remain nameless, Mr. Fadeaway, in that order. All right? Shay, what's popping?
What's up, Blue?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, babe. You know how this works. First of all, niggas and flies. Smash motherfucking Mondays on K100. All right? Give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
What you got for me today?
All right, I got two. But first, I got to ask to Candy, Ruby Candy, how you going to rape the willing?
I'm here.
How you going to rape the willing?
Hey, you know what? I wasn't willing.
I just had to mess with you.
I was not willing that day. I wasn't.
Okay. Hey, number love. I just had to mess with her right quick.
Okay, well, go ahead. Go ahead, give me your mash.
I got two mashes. The first mash is I need to mash people who do not have proper phone etiquette. If you call somebody and they reject your call, do not call right back from a blocked number. If you text somebody and they do not respond right away, do not text them again asking why they didn't text you back. What, are people stupid? I mean, hello, obviously they don't want to talk right now or something. You know what I mean?
I agree wholeheartly. Yes. Aggravating motherfuckers like some flies.
Yes, yes.
Super aggravating like some flies. And then you gonna call back, nigga, with your number block, nigga? For
right
real?
Back, right back. Like 2 seconds later, right back. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, kill yourself. Kill your fucking self. All right, what's the second one? Then we're gonna get into episode 103.
All right, the second one, I need to mash people who are not registered to vote because they cannot vote tomorrow.
I've already mashed them, but I can do these motherfuckers all night.
Yeah!
I'm telling you right now, November 2nd is tomorrow. I don't fuck with you if you don't vote. If you don't vote, you might not. Matter of fact, half my shows you don't even need to be listening to, nigga. You can listen to the Freakometer and Cheating 101. You can listen to all that shit. Half of my shows, they ain't even for your ignorant ass. Kill yourself. I'm going to do this all night. Tomorrow's November 2nd, motherfucker. All right?
It's too late. They lost out.
I ain't going to keep doing the same fucking repetitive shit that you... The Apathy of Color. Episode 90-something. Find it,
there
nigga.
There you go.
Push yourself a favor. All right. Let's
episode
get into
98.
It. 98?
Yeah.
98. That's it. 98. One time for Ruby. All right, the Apathy of Color. I've discussed this in depth, the issue that black people got with voting, and I've also said I'm mashing any motherfucking nigga who don't vote tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pre-mashing motherfucker Monday. Okay, Shay, episode 103, get a fucking room. Now,
right.
I'm going to address the first part of the question. Well, not the first part, but, you know, one of the main parts of the question. First and foremost, how do you feel about public displays of affection? Are you the type who likes to hold the hands and kiss the guy in the mall and smooches and be all lovey-dovey and all over him in the mall? Or are you the type that's, give me 50 feet when we out here, nigga. We'll do that at home. Which one?
Yeah. I mean, we ain't got necessarily wait till we get to the house. We wait till we get back to the car or, you know, to the bathroom or something like that. But I'm not trying to slob nobody down or get slobbed down all in front of everybody. I mean, have a little bit of discretion. Now, we walking on a beach being all romantic. Okay, we can hold hands then or something like that. But just to be walking around, la-di-da, we don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right, I understand. So what's a public display of affection that really annoys you? When you see a motherfucker out, what's some shit that you see two motherfuckers doing? You be like, man, God damn, why they doing that shit all out here in the open, man? What the fuck? what really annoy you?
When they be straight just making out. I mean, like, just at some random place that is, like, so public, it's ridiculous. Just, I mean, and I've seen this a couple of times. Like, you know, like, say, for instance, you're in the restaurant sitting at the table, you know, eating or whatever, a nice restaurant. Okay, a little kiss, you know, oh, hey, baby, whatever, it's cool, but y'all do not have to be tongue down your throat at the damn restaurant table. That is so disgusting.
I understand that. I agree with you. I'm ready to kill them too. Not that I don't like Not that I don't like what, not that I don't like exactly what they're doing. It's just the timing of it all. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's the timing of it, and it's just the, you know, the timing of it. You feel what I'm saying? It's like,
it's
I mean,
to the bathroom or something.
Do you think?
Shit.
But do you think this makes us old, Shay? Does this make us? Is it because we get old? You feel me? Is it an ache? Did you do it when you was younger? Did you ever make out with your boyfriend?
When
all
I
that
was
shit?
14, yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I think we should have slid this into that, you know, 30 and over conversation. Yeah, like in like pre high school days or something like that. As a matter of fact, I got with my first guy that I ever like had sex with on a dare because somebody dared him that he couldn't kiss me or some shit like that. Yeah. So that public display of affection got me in trouble.
Yeah, got you mashed.
got me mashed.
Got your ass.
Got me mashed.
All right, look, check it out. No, he got your ass. He got your ass. Fuck that shit. He got your ass. He got you. He tricked your ass. All right, now let me go ahead and get to the most controversial part of the question. All right, public episode 103. Get a fucking room. We're talking about open public displays of affection. What about gay people? What do you feel? Does it bother you more if you were to see two gay people publicly displaying their affection? Is it the same for you, or does it bother you a little more? I openly admitted that it bothers me a little more. And we had Ruby on a second ago, and she said that she's gay and she don't even really do it in front of her kids, you know, just because, you know, she doesn't want to quote unquote confuse them or whatever. So I think people who say that I'm being homophobic when I say I really hate, I don't like it when heterosexuals do it, but I'm not going to turn my kid's head and be like, oh, don't look at them. You feel me? But if it was two gay people, I'm like literally ushering them the other way.
Yeah, I know you would.
You feel me? So,
Well, you know what, though? I think to me, it kind of like depends on the situation. I can't say that it doesn't bother me anymore because that would be lying, because it does bother me a little bit. But I think when it has to do with two women, I think I can deal with that a lot better because, I mean, sometimes you can't even tell that there's two women. Sometimes one of the women might look like a dude. So in terms of, like, little kids, they don't know what they're seeing. I mean, grown-ups know because, you know, we know what a woman looks like.
But kids,
they just see short hair, long hair, whatever.
Yeah, but come on. Come on, Shay. Come on, Shay.
Let me answer the other part. But when it comes to a guy, two guys, I'm sorry. It really does make me throw up in my mouth a little bit when I see two guys. That's probably totally biased. I don't know, but if I see two women, I'm likely to feel the same way that, you know, if it's just like a man and a woman. But two guys, yeah, it really does make me feel some kind of way about that. And I feel bad saying that because I have gay friends and I love them as people, you know, my little guy, gay homeboys. But if I saw him kissing his boyfriend, I don't think I could take that. I'm for real. I'm serious.
People are gonna call in tonight and they're gonna say that I'm being homophobic. I just look. The show is about public displays of affection. Do you like it? And I put the gay factor in just because. Well, I know that's an added. That's added. That's extra. It's like we expect for gay people to just be gay in the closet, but then again, you can't really expect them to be that way because that's what they are. You know, and my homie Nunez Jr. had a show when I went on there and I kind of went in about this on he had a show just about the people treating gay people differently at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I was on that show and I had a lot of stuff to say about that. But even this right here, a public display of affection, and when you see, and I noticed that when people see two gay people, they like, oh my God, you know, but they could have just walked right down the fucking around the corner and seen two other motherfucking straight people tongue kissing and didn't say shit. They may have been like, oh God, get a room. Ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying? They kept it moving. But when they see the gay people, it's like, Yeah. You want to quote unquote throw up in their mouth a little bit. You feel
me? I'm not
lying.
I'm just saying. You said keep it 100, and that's 110 right there.
Well, I understand, and I understand that. Let me get ready because I got a lot of people raising their hand, and damn it, it's a lot of people raising their hand. I got to get to everybody today. Stay on the line, Shay, if you can. Ruby, I'm gonna keep your mic open. All right. Real quick, I'm getting ready to come to Key and the homie and Michigan girl and Keisha and all that, but I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the line, so I always let my BTR host jump in. Homie, what's popping, man?
What's up?
What's happening, man? Thanks for calling. What's happening, man? The homie Nooney Jr. on the line from the Nooney Jr. show. He has a real popping show too, and I'm gonna make sure he gives out his information. And I'm gonna make sure I get to all my callers. We're not gonna tie it up. We're gonna make sure we jump to you real quick. But I want to show my fellow BTR host you know what I'm saying, the love and respect that they show me when I call and they show they let me call in and jump on the line. So I always do that with them. That being said, Noonie, it's Mashing Motherfucker Monday on goddamn K100. You know, niggas and flies I despise. Who the fuck been getting on your motherfucking nerves lately, homie, before we get into what we're talking about?
It's like the female. See, I'm a single person. So it's the females that come at me, throwing their body at me. And, you know, like for example, you got a woman like Shay who's just on the line. I would respect Shay because I feel like Shay carry herself like a woman.
Uh-huh.
Now, you got some women that don't carry themselves like Shay does. And, you know, they carry themselves like they get some club hoes. And when you treat them like that, they want to get on Facebook trying to bash you like you did them wrong. But you know what I'm saying? Little mama, you came at me on some freak shit, so this is how I treated you. Like, no matter what, like, I'm not finna cake with a freak. I'm not finna tongue kiss a freak. I'm not finna hug you. Like, who are you? You're nothing but a piece of ass. You know, come over, suck my dick, and leave. Now, if you come at me like a woman, like, I'm gonna do. Them are the motherfuckers that I'm gonna mash.
Right. I will in fact you know mash the motherfucking bitches for you, dog. Flush them down the toilet.
I'm tired of freaks trying to act like they white men are freaks. And you know what? Listen, bro. Before the women get mad, y'all feel the same way. Cause when y'all date a nigga who don't want to be with you, all he want to do is play with you. Y'all feel the same way. So before y'all try to get on me, think about y'all situation. How y'all spend all this money on a broke ass, bitch ass, lying ass nigga who acting like he want to be your nigga, but he fucking all of your damn cousins. So before you try to get on me, suck that shit and swallow it.
All righty. Episode motherfucking 103, you dig? And I'm gonna get to it real quick, and then I'm gonna jump to the phone line because I got a lot of calls on the line, so I'm gonna make sure I get all my callers in the line. I guess people feel strongly about today's episode. Get a motherfucking room. I'm talking about public displays of affection, homie. You feel what I'm saying? Now, how do you feel about that? Does it bother you? Do you give a fuck when you see two grown motherfuckers? I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
It don't bother me at all. Maybe, you know, like I say, most of my childhood was in Louisiana, and I'm so used to this barbaric behavior. You know, it's nothing. But the thing that bothers me, bro, if you want me to jump to it, the thing that bothers me is when we all at the club and we about to leave and some people don't have a ride. Okay, it's one thing if you my brother up in the back seat. It's one thing if you my first cousin. But if you just one of the homies from the hood, but I really don't know you like that, but I'm just trying to help you out, I'm going to be getting your dick stuck in my motherfucking car and that motherfucking back seat. Nothing all on my motherfucking leather. You feel me? Don't nothing on my motherfucking leather, homie. You feel me? Nigga.
Niggas really be getting head while you just giving them. New Orleans, this shit must be really off the chain in your world. You know what I'm saying? The super unit world must be really out of control. I don't know.
New Orleans.
Random niggas that you getting rides to, they getting head in the back seat too, nigga, for real? Who's sucking these random niggas' dicks?
Hoes. It be the female.
Damn.
All right, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like nigga. I know you, nigga, but you ain't my first cousin, nigga. You can't nut on my motherfucking leather, bitch.
I need to become part of Super Unit.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? And if the nigga was a real nigga, he would nut on her motherfucking mouth. You feel me?
Touche. All right. Let's get to the controversial part of the question. What about when you see two gay people publicly displaying affection? You don't care?
I don't give a fuck about that shit. Fuck them niggas. You heard me? As long as them niggas don't touch me, as long as them niggas don't breathe on me, that nut, a nut on me, I don't give a fuck what they doing. You know, when I see that shit, I start laughing. It's funny
really?
To me. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I spent most of my childhood in New Orleans, so I'm used to that shit. You know, everybody talking about Atlanta, this is, man, I think New Orleans is worse than Atlanta. I don't care what nobody says. And I done been to Atlanta. I stayed down there for like 6-7 months. About that hurricane, and I don't know. New Orleans is off the chain, you know, and Houston is off the chain, and everywhere
really?
Else I've been is off the chain, you know. So it's nothing to me. I mean, fuck them. You know, as far as me having kids with me, I don't know what, you know, how exactly the right thing to do is to show them or hide it from them. Because one thing about it, if you hide it from them, they're gonna see it anyway, and and it's kind of better for them to hear about it from you. Maybe I'll turn them the other way, but then I'll talk to them. I say, you know, them people, they get gay, they like each other. You know, I don't do that. It's not right, you know, but at the same time, how can I tell somebody how to live, you know, because they're going to make their own choice, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand that. I mean, like I said, man, I got two kids. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like with me, I ain't even gonna front and lie. I'm gonna be trying to goddamn turn mine like don't even. I'm gonna be trying to like make mine don't even look over that way. Like you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna feel a little ways about it. I'm gonna feel a little more pissed off about it because they doing it in public. It's like I don't know. It's like to me, it's like I know asking gay people to keep their affection for each other in the closet is just as dumb. If they out of the closet, then they out of the closet. They're not going to keep their affection for each other, you know what I'm saying, in public, on the raps. They're already out. They're gay, and they proud. They loving it. If they just left the gay pride parade, why would I expect for them not to kiss each other in public and shit? But for me, I don't know, man. I just feel a little more ways about it. I would prefer, you know what I'm saying? I hate to say that, you feel me? But I mean, because I'm not really a homophobic gay bashing motherfucker. But at the end of the day, dog, I'm just like, goddamn.
You don't like it?
I just don't like the shit. You know
don't
what
like
saying?
It. I mean, now see, I don't want you thinking that I like it. It's not that. It's just that I learned how to just deal with it, you know, because you have no choice. See, with you coming from the 850, you didn't really see that until you moved to Atlanta.
Right,
you know, like
exactly.
People was hiding it. They was hiding it down there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But like from an embryo, I saw it. You know, from an embryo, I heard it outside my mama's ear. I heard it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like that was the lifestyle. So
right.
You know, it is what it is.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the show, homie. Real quick, tell the people how to find your show, and then we'll go ahead and tackle the rest of my calls real quick. And I'm gonna leave your mic open to
get out
down the line.
So I got you, bro. After Blizzom show, well, not after, but after his after party is over with, y'all go ahead and check out my show. You call in 347-934-0213. I usually do it on Mondays and Wednesdays right after his show go off. Tuesday, I do it every now and then, but check me out, http://www.blogtalkradio/ NooneyJr. That's NooneyJr. All you got to do is look on Blizzom Wall. I promise you're going to see it about 1,000 times. If you want to laugh and cut up and do it, you know, the savage way, all you got to do is check us out. And that's how I'm rocking.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling the show, man. Y'all make sure y'all check the homie show. Actually, I'm not going to have an after party so I can come and check your show out tonight because I told you I had sent Nooney one of my joints and hopefully he can run it tonight. That's talking about tonight on the show. He's talking about. Yeah, he's talking about, you know, when you miss your homies that's locked up or in prison and shit, you feel me? So those of y'all that's fans of my music, y'all know my song I got called This Is For Y'all. He's going to run that tonight. And so, even if he wasn't, I still support the brother's show. It don't matter because he's just a real nigga and real recognized real. Ain't no hating this nigga blood. That's why I fuck with him like that. You feel what I'm saying? I done played his music. We call each other show. It's like, whatever, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I dig that about him. And that's why we fuck with each other. A lot of niggas don't understand that. You feel me? They think we should hate each other because we both got good blog talk shows. But that's where you wrong, nigga. Kill yourself. You feel what I'm saying? It's power in numbers, nigga. Real niggas recognize real niggas. And we going to goddamn reciprocate that love. You feel what I'm saying? So check the homie show out. You know what I'm saying? After the show. You feel me? All right, I'm going to leave
you.
Right. All right, let me get down to the callers, man. First person up is the homie that shall remain nameless, then Key, then Michigan girl, then Keisha F., and a private caller, and everybody that's on the line, if you want to talk, that's not hitting number one, make sure you hit the number one, and I come to your line immediately following these callers right here. First is the homie that shall remain nameless, Mr. Fadeaway. What's popping, homie?
Hey, I done changed it. It's Osmosis Jones now.
Fuck, man. I can't keep up with all these fucking names you keep fucking changing on your Facebook, homie. I just be like, this is my dude, the homie. That's it. You keep changing your fucking name. Nobody knows who the fuck you are half of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Right.
For real.
Well, appreciate you calling the show, homie. Thanks for calling the show. Now, first of all, you know, niggas and flies, it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday. What you got for me?
You know what, man? It's about the first, this the first week. I ain't got nobody to mash, man. I've been laying low and chilling. Ain't nobody really fuck with me.
For real?
That's about, yeah, man.
That's kind of
strange.
You like that? Well, I like that, man. I love a drama free life. You feel what I'm saying? I mean,
it ain't drama free now. It's just I ain't got nobody to manage this week.
Well, you know, but that's drama free. If not, if you got a little bit of drama, you can go ahead and air them out. But it's up to you. I can go ahead and move on to episode 103. You know what I'm saying?
I'm cool. Okay. I might have somebody next Monday.
All right. Episode 103. You know what I'm saying? Episode 103. Get a fucking room. Hi, homie. To me. What do you feel about public displays of affection? Are you the type that, you know what I'm saying, kiss your girl all down and hold her hand in public and all that? Are you like that? You know what I'm saying? Is you with that? You cool with that or what?
Man, that's what I do. I kind of let her be, you know. I kind of play it by ear. You know, if that's what she want to do, if it ain't all extra, extra, you know, I'd do it. But I ain't going to be out there just trying to make no damn flick out in public or nothing like that, you know.
I mean, I understand, but like I told you, I said, I want people to understand, because people going to be calling my show and they're going to be like, yo, nigga, you be talking about fucking bitches in goddamn public and getting your dick sucked in the car and all that. And I'm like, look, I understand. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about getting freaky. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you out there doing that, nigga, you trying to goddamn do it on the creek, fucking bitches in the goddamn, you know, in the movie theater and shit, and getting some head in the car and all that shit while you riding and shit. I mean, but you ain't really on this. I'm talking about like in the middle of the food court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
walking
right
down the mall holding your girl hand. Now you said if she want to hold your hand, you'll be with it. I ain't going to lie. I'm not even really trying to walk and hold no chick hand.
Yeah,
I'm a grown ass man. I don't need to do it.
Hold the hands, we too grown for that.
But some women like that shit. Some women get mad if you try and like move your hand, they be like, oh nigga, you can't hold my hand in public, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They be tripping.
No.
Blue with the pussy.
What you say, Nooney?
If she say you don't hold her hand, no pussy.
Well, I'll be trying to break a damn arm, man.
That's wrong.
But then, you know, it depends. Hey, Blue, it depends on where you at, though. If we like at a concert or something like that, you know, one of them standing only concerts or something like that, you know, some public affection.
You do it. Go ahead a minute, dog. It's all right. You'll do it. It's okay. You hold a hand. You know what I'm saying?
No. Y'all ain't even finna put me out there like that.
It's okay. It's okay. We all know you like it. It's okay. If you hold hands, it's all right.
No. Hell no.
You just one in the few that holds people's hands. It's okay.
Y'all for that.
Come and talk to me.
Hey. Nah, for real. I ain't going to be skipping down the hall and skipping down everywhere holding no hands or nothing like that.
All right. So we clear on where you stand, I think, for the most part. What about when it comes to...
Oh, yeah.
what about when it comes to gay people? Do you feel a little more so against it when it's gay people doing it?
Man, it took getting used to. And you know, when I first started seeing it, I was like, man, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, I started seeing, you know, chicks do it. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. It ain't really bothering me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when two dudes do it, man, it's like, man, what the fuck?
Now, you know, let me point something out. This is the fourth caller on this show, and Nudie was like, he don't give a fuck either way. He laughed. You feel me? But this is the fourth caller, and one of them was Ruby, who actually gay herself, who said that they feel more of a way about it when it's two guys. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Ultimately, I don't give a fuck. But when I see the two guys do it, I think in my mind, I'm thinking, what if I did have kids like you?
Right.
You know what I would be doing. You know, I'd probably be trying to cover that. You know, usher them away, cover them up, make sure they don't see that shit. You know.
Exactly. I think people with kids like myself, I honestly think that we might feel a little bit more strongly about it. You feel me? Because we do got kids, and we don't want to expose our kids to shit that we... I mean, it's just like I don't let my kids watch R-rated fucking movies and listen to certain songs on the radio. You feel me? I mean, I'm a parent. That's my motherfucking job, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And so if I feel like it's something that I feel, fuck how everybody else feel, if it's something I feel, nigga, that could be detrimental to their psyche, I'm not going to be with... I'm going to be, that is so accessible, which means we walking down the middle of the fucking mall... That's super accessible to me. You feel what I'm saying? And B, I'm going to be protective. I'm going to go into protective mode as a parent. You feel what I'm saying? And so I think that's maybe why I may be that way about it. You feel what I'm saying? Because I do got kids, and I'm sensitive to what...
It might be hypocritical as hell, but, I mean, that's what it is.
Well, father.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to go into United States Marine Corps mode.
Oh, wow.
Saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, though. I go into super, like, what the fuck mode. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It's not, hey, man, it's not wrong. It's not wrong at all. I mean, as long as you don't commit no hate crime, then you straight, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right, homie, stay on the line if you can. Stay on the line if you can.
Yeah.
I got like six more people, so I got to get to all these damn calls, and I'm halfway through
the show. Blue.
Yeah.
Hey, Blue. Hey, Noonie, I feel you on that leather, man. If you ain't my first cousin or my nigga that's like my brother in the hood, you ain't finna skeet on my leather, man. I'm real anal about that shit.
Yeah.
All right, man.
So let me ask you this: when it comes to that, Noonie, are the hoes that the nigga got, are these just some random hoes that y'all was giving a ride to too, or what? How does it?
Yeah, like they all be from the hood. Like, see, I'm from a real big neighborhood. It's like 20,000 people from my hood, and like,
uh-huh.
You know, everybody know me. I'm like kind of popular. You know, I'm like a local star. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So like people expect this out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because like.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. I don't want nobody nothing on my leather, but you got to be a first cousin or brother to even nut on my motherfucking leather, bitch. You know what I'm saying? This is how I feel.
Yeah. You got to check the homie show out. It's that retarded. All right, homie, stay on the line. Let me go to Key. Key, what's popping, babe? And then I see Michigan Girl and then Keisha F. I'm getting to everybody. Ruby, I got your mic back open. Key, what's happening, baby? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? It took me a minute to get to you, but I got you. I got my K100 faithful, and I got all you new callers, too. Stay mine. I'm going to get everybody.
Hey, Ruby. I hope you feel better. I want to say first that I agree with Noonie about, you know, treat them hoes like a hoe and treat a lady like a lady. You know what I'm saying? Because some dudes, I want to mash all the dudes that don't know the difference. You know what I'm saying? You need to treat a hoe like a hoe. If she want to be a hoe, treat her ass like a hoe.
Touche. Okay. Let me go ahead and mash them for you.
Yeah.
Right. We gonna mash niggas who can't recognize a motherfucking hoe from a motherfucking woman. Nigga, get your motherfucking game.
Yeah.
Where you at, nigga? You a grown-ass motherfucking man. You should have been learned that shit in junior high.
Long
you understand
time
what
ago.
I'm saying? You feel me? No, wait a minute. Let me pop my break. Some of you hoes is goddamn tricky. You know what I'm saying? Some of you
hoes.
Some of you hoes is tricky. Nah,
well,
don't get
the wrong. That's a whole other category. You need to know the difference between no trick assholes, too. A real nigga know the difference between the trick asshole. Yeah.
Go ahead, Noonie. What you guys say?
Too.
Yeah.
See, some of them tricky, but these girls I'm talking about, they're not tricky at all.
Oh, no.
They just straight hoes.
Straight hoes.
Straight up.
And all you got to do is hang with a superstar, and you start seeing the true size of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. See, I know being out there with Webby and all them, being, you know, fucking with like niggas like that, with Boosie and all them niggas who really out there got their name out there in the game super heavy like that. I know you see the worst of hoes, because when I was rolling with rolling with Blood Raw when he was with Jeezy and stuff, I seen some things, you know what I'm saying, like that when I was dealing with Jock, you know what I'm saying, when he first started popping off, when I was going places with Jock, you know what I'm saying, I seen some things and seen women do some things. I'm just like, damn, bitches really do. I see why some of the rap niggas really do just treat bitches like all our groupies, all of them, because you be seeing a bitch at one point, they be in the VIP all night, acting like they all this, that, and whatever. Then, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know this nigga, she don't know this nigga, but by the end of the night, she's sucking this nigga dick because of who he is.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And I done seen it.
Then,
so it's like,
he'll
you know,
suck all his homeboys dick.
Yeah.
A hoe is a hoe.
Yeah,
now,
but the
okay.
whole night, you know what I'm saying, you really don't get the vibe from her until it go down, you feel me? And you're like, damn, that bitch really was a hoe, you know what I'm saying? And you, it fucked me up, my nigga, I won't lie, because you know what I'm saying, that was, you know, my inside behind in the industry when I was really dealing with dudes who was, you know what I'm saying, dealing with cats that was on a higher level, you feel me? And I really saw it.
We get taught symbolism, bro. See, symbolism fuck up America, because we look at a person, and, oh, that person can't do that, but in reality, people come in all shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real talk. So let's get to it. Episode 103, Key. Public displays of affection. How do you feel about it? You feel me? Go ahead. I
don't
kinda
like
know
it.
What you say.
Know. I don't like it. I don't care who it is. Gay, straight, whatever. Like you said, get it wrong. I'm not with that shit. Just, you know what I'm saying? Some shit need to be kept behind closed doors.
Right, right. So, I mean, you don't like to hold your dude's hand or nothing like that, though? You?
No, I ain't really with all that, no. We ain't got to hold hands. We ain't trying to take no claim nowhere. Both of us are secure. We ain't got to be letting people know that we together. And
right,
don't
your hand in my back pocket.
Don't do all that.
You don't like that? You don't like when a nigga walk and put his hand in your back?
No, I can't stand that. That irritates me. I quit talking to a dude over that shit. I quit talking to him, period. I was like, nigga, that's some lame, real lame type shit right there. Don't do that.
Maybe he
now,
just
might,
loved
you know it. If we somewhere where we can't nobody see, I might reach and grab your thing or something, but I'm not trying to do it where everybody can see it.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to know I did it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to put on no show. I don't need no spotlights.
For real, true. So, like you said, with the gay people, what do you feel about how Ruby said when Ruby was like, you know, even she doesn't really like displaying affection like that among, you know, to kids or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel any more about it? Because I know everybody gonna feel a way about it. If you feel a way about it in general, then you gonna feel a way about it when it's gay people. But does it make you feel even more?
I feel the same way about it. I don't care if they gay or straight. I feel the same way.
Really?
You know, my daughter, she came home her first day in middle school, and she was like, Mom, I saw something that wasn't normal. I was like, well, what did you see? She was like, I saw these two girls kissing in the hallway. You know, I was just like, man, this some bull right here. But
yeah.
I don't care if they gay or straight. I don't want to see it. I feel the same way. I feel just as strongly about it, no matter what their sexuality is.
Okay.
I feel like a kid should stay a kid. That's taking their innocence away.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't... Yeah, I don't see the need in doing all that. You know, like you said, it's different when you're doing something for the fun or you in a movie theater trying to get your little freak on over there. But when you just out in the mall and you want to be tongue kissing
trying,
it. Even though I had somebody rub my feet. I don't have somebody rub my feet in public, but they couldn't see it because it was under the table. But
see? I don't have somebody rub my feet,
but you know what I'm saying? Everybody can see it.
From under the table.
Shit. Hey.
But look, if y'all wasn't doing where everybody could see, so hey, shoot. Unless y'all was on the highway, then it's all good
people,
then.
People saw it.
You weren't in the full court at the mall getting your dick sucked on the table, I'm sure.
I was at the high school gym, bleachers.
Oh, everybody did that. You know, that
ain't. Yeah.
Up under the bleachers? Yeah, I did that. I got some hair under the bleachers.
No, I wasn't. No, listen, bro. I wasn't under. I was on the bleachers.
He was at the homecoming. Look, he was at the homecoming. He was grown in. Hey, but like I said, I feel the same way about it either way. I don't care who it is. Boy, girl, boy, girl. I don't want to see it.
All right. I feel you. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I am. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I do feel a little strongly about it if it's homosexual. I be thinking about the shit from my kids' perspective. That's all, dog.
But see, I think they see it anyway.
Nerve.
They see that stuff anyway.
But I can stop it. But if I can stop it, yeah, they gonna see it anyway. But if I can stop it, if I can control it, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I know they're gonna see and hear shit that I don't want them to hear and see. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't want my kids to see nobody kissing in public. I don't want them to see nobody doing it.
But I don't really care. I don't really. If a guy and a woman is kissing or whatever out in public, I'm like, God damn, you know, like I said, episode motherfucking goddamn 103, bitch, get a room. You feel what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, when it's, you know, just I may turn it butt up, but if I was just to see two men kissing like nigga, I'm like literally ushering my kids the other way. I don't want them to see it at all. I'm like, what the fuck? And I might get mad. Like Nooney said, as long as I don't commit no hate crime, I'll be good. But I ain't gonna lie. I feel like deep inside me, I might want to go.
You are a little homophobic, though. You know, you don't like to admit it. You don't like to admit it, but you a little bit homophobic, for real.
Yeah. Whatever.
You are a little bit, for real. I'm just saying.
It's all good. I'm still your friend, Blizzard.
I know. I told you how it is.
You ain't by
so
yourself.
It's really about it. It's just really the homosexual guys that really kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you think the homosexual girls is a turn on because you see them, you like, man, I wonder if I can get both of them back to the house because you're a freak.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so you're a homophobic freak.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like to see the gay guys doing this shit either.
That's what I'm saying. See how yeah,
you in the same boat with Blue though.
Yeah,
you see two girls, you like, can I get them back to the house? You
right.
In the same boat with him. So that don't count.
You know what I'm saying? That's just me, people. It's not just me being homophobic. She is gay. Same thing. It's just damn. It's just etiquette, motherfucker. All right, Keith, stay on the line, baby. All right, all I gotta right. go. I got so many fucking. I'm gonna get to everybody. I bet you. Watch this. All right, stay on the line.
All
right. Michigan girl, you on deck? What's happening, baby?
What's going on? What's up, everybody? What's up, Ruby? What's up,
Nudie? What's going on? All right, check us out. First of all, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, Niggas and Flies. Yeah! Who you want to mash for this Monday?
You know what? I'm good. I ain't got nobody to mash this Monday. I'm good.
Damn, nobody's got no shit. Does anybody else want to mash MC fucking Hammer, whack ass for that whack ass Jay-Z diss song? I mashed MC fucking Hammer today. Yeah! For that fucking song.
It was whack. But, hey, he tried to make his money, so I can't be mad at him. I ain't
gonna. Damn it, MC Hammer. Damn it, homie. And MC Hammer's an icon. Don't get me wrong. Nigga, if you ever, if any motherfucking nigga act like they ain't never got them, never danced off Can't Touch This, you know what I'm saying? You're a fucking liar. But I'm just saying, if you gonna come at fucking Jay-Z, nigga, you need to come at Jay-Z.
I didn't even know you're a Jay-Z fan, but if you're going to come at Jay-Z, you
got
to come at Jay-Z, right, you know.
Yeah, but damn it, man, if you're going to dip hole, do it right.
Brown, but, you know, that's another subject, but
I don't know.
You got to come at Jay Hard.
Of course, y'all know I'm a music head, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows I'm a rapper and shit. So I be into the music shit, and that just been irking me all day when I seen that video and heard that song. I just been a fucking perturbed. By the homie MC Hammer. I'm in fact mashing this nigga behind that officially. Yeah! For real. Really am.
Wow.
Damn it, Hammer. All right, Michigan girl, you on the line. First of all, episode 103, let's get into it so I can get the rest of these damn calls. The motherfucker start hanging up. Get a motherfucking room. I lost my track. Get a room. Public displays of affection. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it in general? Are you the type to hold your guy's hand and, you know, give him some, tongue him down in public and shit or whatever if it's all good? How do you feel about it?
No, we're not doing all of that. I mean, the hand holding was when we was younger and you was trying to be grown and prove a point or whatever. I mean, I guess some public displays of affection are acceptable. Like, if you at the airport, you expect to see people kissing and hugging because somebody is leaving, going somewhere. But just you at a restaurant trying to eat your food and somebody all over their food tonguing each other down, sliving and all that, I don't need to see all of that while I'm trying to eat.
Right. You know, I understand that.
You know, if I'm in the movie theater and I'm with my dude, you know, I might, you know, wrap my arm around him, lean on him, or something like that. I mean, can't nobody really see that, but I don't expect to go skipping through the movie theater holding his hand and shit. We ain't 12. We grown. We walk side by side. People kind of know we together. I mean, hell. Together.
But don't you? I hear what you're saying, and everybody that's called the show was like, "Man, I'm grown and blah blah blah." But honestly, don't you see people your age doing this shit still? Because I know I do. I know ain't the only motherfucker that see this shit.
I see people, you know, guys walking with their arm around their girl, and if that works for them, you know, that's fine. I mean, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, I don't need all of that. Like, I think Shay said, I'm on a beach or an island somewhere, and I'm with my man, and we all on the beach, just us and being romantic. Then, yeah, we may walk down the beach holding hands or have our arms around each other. But just everyday life, we don't have to walk through the mall like that. I don't need all of that, you know. It's just, I don't need all that.
True. I understand. And I think most people would be on our side, but this show is just particularly for motherfuckers who don't. I'm not saying that they wrong. You feel me? I mean, to each his own or whatever. You know what I mean? Hey, some people are just affectionate like that. You feel what I'm saying? Because, see, I know some women who, like, especially with the holding hands thing, I've dealt with some women who really didn't like the fact that I didn't like to walk and hold hands and shit in public. It bothered them. Because they're like, you know, you're so unaffectionate. You're so, quote-unquote, hard. And, you know what I'm saying? You can't even, you know, you can't hug me or whatever. I'm like, man, it ain't got nothing to do with the fact how I feel about you, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you know. Hell, didn't I just fuck the hell out you all last night? I mean, obviously, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's an insecure thing or it's a security, you know, a security thing. When I was younger, I ain't going to lie, I felt like that. If you with me, you supposed to hold my hand, put your arm around me or something. But I grew out of that, and it's like, you know, if we together, don't need all of that. I don't need all the public, you know, if you're going to treat me right, you know, behind closed doors or whatever, I don't need you fronting for people in public. Don't be fronting, wrap your arm all around me in public, and then when we get home, you cussing my ass out and calling me all, you know, no, we don't need all of that. Just
well, that's different, though. Wait, right. That's different,
saying,
though. That's a real issue right there. Like, that's crazy.
Like, some people do stuff just for a public, you know, a public persona. Like, they walk arm in arm like they so in love or hold hands or whatever when it really ain't like that. So some people just do it for public. So I'm just saying, I don't need all of that.
All right, true. All right, so let me get to the more controversial part of the question. What about if it's gay people? How do you feel about it? How do you feel about gay people showing public displays of affection? Do you feel like they shouldn't do it at all? Or, you know, I mean, do you feel more strongly about it or what? How do you feel about that when it's gay people?
I ain't gonna lie. Okay, let me go on and get it out there. I feel some kind of way when it's two men, like, just like, oh, my God, like, it hurts my stomach, and I'm just like, ugh, for real, just, I guess... It still bothers me when it's two women, but I can just kind of accept it just a little bit more. But I don't know, when I see two dudes, I'm just like, for real, can y'all take that somewhere? I do not want to see that.
Do you think it's because you got kids? I think it's because I got kids, and I'm trying
I think about
what are my kids right here.
Right. I think some of it is because I have kids. And then I have gay friends. So, I mean, what you do in your private life, hey, that's your business. What you do behind closed doors, hey, I can't, you know, I just don't want to see it, and I don't want my kids to necessarily see it. But I'm kind of with Key like that, too, because, I mean, I don't want them just seeing, you know, a man and a woman just tugging each other down on the street either, because I feel like that's disrespectful, you know. But it's worse to me, I ain't going to lie, it's worse, like, when it's two men just doing
stuff. Everybody got a problem with the two men, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you,
it's bad, but I think that's just society. I think that society accepts lesbian women or, you know, gay women a little bit more than men. It's like, I guess men are supposed to be hard, so it's just harder for men, you know, people to accept two grown men tugging each other down or whatever. I mean, some people have a problem with women, but most of the people I know are a little bit more accepting of women versus men.
Yeah, I know I'm one of them people. You know what I'm saying? I'm like definitely one of them guys.
You're a big old freak. You're just a big old freak.
Yeah, that's how that is.
I mean, I like the ladies, you know what I'm saying? As long as I can join in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah!
Can I participate?
I want to watch.
But hey, wait a minute. I still don't want the two chicks kissing in front of my kids. I don't give a fuck, like in public.
You probably be like, let me go somewhere. Y'all, can we take that somewhere? Let me, you know, and then we good once we take it somewhere.
Yeah, you know.
Take it on a
you
cruise.
Well now.
Well.
For you motherfuckers that don't know, that's an inside joke.
Yeah.
Inside joke.
That's your part of K100 Facebook group to understand that joke. All right. Thanks. I see two fellow members on the line. Let me get to Keisha F, and then I see LL, too, so let me jump to them, all right? Stand by, Michigan.
Wait, LL on the line. LL, let me say this right quick while she's on the line. Your charger is in the mail. I dropped it in the mail tonight. You should have it in a few days.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure she's going to stand by like you. Let me get to Keisha, because she's been holding on. And I'll open your mic back up when LL get on the line. I got to take Keisha first.
All right.
Keisha F, baby. What's happening? What do you do, Keisha? Keisha!
See, we're going to have to get Miss Keisha to start acting right.
Keisha.
I'm finna put you out on K100.
I'll come back to you, Keisha. Please flash number one when you can talk. I think, let me make sure my mic is open while I'm talking. Keisha, I've been drinking and shit. It was over, Keisha. Okay, no, her mic is open. She must got me on hold of some shit. I'm mashing Keisha for that. Hello, what's happening, baby?
What's going on, K100? Ruby. Yes, Ruby. If you don't stop posting that mess early in the morning on Facebook with my phone vibrating.
Hey, I was up and I needed to vent, and them bitches tried to write me and sticking their fingers trying to stick the. You know what? Let me shut up.
I said, why is my phone buzzing? And I just made to put that app on my phone. I said, oh, Lord, I put this on my phone the wrong time. Ruby probably told something. I'm up so everybody else gets
no, yeah, Ruby. Yeah, I was mad. Hell yeah, everybody should be up, but I'm up. God damn it.
Rhythm, Mash, Ruby. That's who I'm mad at.
Hell yeah, and I also said I was moving my ass to MySpace. Yeah, I keep on moving back to MySpace.
Yeah, she claims she's moving to MySpace, and I ain't got that. It ain't going to buzz. MySpace ain't going to buzz on my phone, but you ain't going nowhere. You're going to keep waking people up. Master gamblers, a master.
Okay, that's for Ruby. All right, man, Ruby, anyway, until I get the full story, I don't even know. Ruby probably should have got mashed at the beginning of the show. I don't know what the hell really happened.
You get half the story and you get woke up. What kind of master again? I'm like, what?
Okay, I've mastered too many times. I've mastered twice.
Okay. And my charger, you got to open her line.
Hold on, wait a minute, Alvina. Okay, go ahead and tell her, Alvina. She open.
Hey, LL. I heard. I was so happy. Thank you so much. I can't wait. I'm going to be sitting by the mailbox.
I got my new phone today, and I was like, let me grab LL charger in the mail, and I had to go by the post office anyway, so you good. You should have it in a few days.
Thank you. See, Blitzum, your show just bring good people together and good things happen.
I know it. That's what I'm here for.
Good things happen. I get a phone charger. I ain't never loved no other radio station better than yours.
All right. So let me go ahead and get to the I'm closing Alvina's mic off. I'll come back to her if she wants me to, but I'll close it off for right now. Was Ruby your official mash, and then we can go on to episode 103?
Yes. Ruby is official mash.
Okay. Ruby is.
Yes, she was.
Aggravating like niggas and flies. Ruby.
I still love you, Ruby, but you gotta stop early in the morning. You can't be doing look, quick. Go back to sleep.
I can't do that when you got kids.
No, you can't do it, period. I work and go to school. You know, I only get off work at 4:30 in the morning.
Man, I'm
going to
tell you right now, you might as well just take the notification off. Take the notification off. Unsubscribe from SMS notification for the group, and you'll be okay.
I'm going to have to.
Wake up. All right, look. Episode 103. Get a fucking room. Public displays of affection. How do you feel about it, LL, in general?
I guess I am an outcast because I don't like to be, like, daunted over, like, don't hang over. Because I have a tendency to date guys that are taller than me, for one. So if they hug me, they engulf me. And I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? A little, if we feel it. I have to be, I guess, the oddball. Because if we in the moment, then, and we in the middle of Walmart, no, we're not going to tongue each other down, but it might be a quick little hug or something, or, you know, I might grab his arm or something and walk through. We just walk through Walmart and I grab his arm. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's not nothing that's just overly out of crazy. I don't do any of that. But everybody else is like, nah, I'm too grown for that. No, I might grab a pinky and walk through the store if that's what we're feeling right then. You know, I don't think that I'm too grown for that. I think that I still enjoy that affection, you know. So it's not, as long as you ain't unbuttoning blouses and, you know, all that and grabbing crotches, and then I don't really have a problem with it if you're being tasteful with it.
Okay. Well, you're actually the first one. You're the first one of the night that's basically said, you know, they don't really have a problem with, you know what I'm saying, being affectionate, you know, at this age. You know what I'm saying? Most everybody else is like, man, I'm too old for that shit and blah, blah, blah. But you're the first one, and hey, I give you props for goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Look, look, I'm not. I'm a guy, first of all. So I posed the question earlier before you even got on the line. Before a lot of my lines got a lot of people on the line. Before most people got on the line, I did pose that there is an actual difference to this answer. I thought I thought there was going to be a difference in answer in between women and men, but I'm realizing that some of these motherfucking women just goddamn cold blooded. They don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm grown. They just as unaffectionate as men. You feel what I'm saying?
I thought that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. But I don't mind if we at the grocery store and you went off one way and you come slide your hand around my waist and, you know, I don't know it's you. And I mean, I don't mind that. You know, I turn around and I'm like, oh. I don't mind that at all. I don't know. Maybe I'm an eyeball.
Maybe you're a hopeless romantic. Are you a hopeless romantic?
I am a hopeless romantic. I do.
Does that make you a hopeless romantic? You know what I'm saying?
I think I should ask
everybody else. Does that make you a hopeless romantic if you do that, if you feel that way, if you're affectionate like that? I don't know. I just thought that when I was posing the question, I thought all the dudes were going to be like, nah, nigga, fuck that shit. Like, and I thought the women was going to be like, you niggas think y'all hard and blah. But most of the women like, man, fuck that. Key was like, fuck that. Michigan girl, fuck that. All the women like, fuck that.
Everybody else is like, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said they broke up with somebody because
he said that. Key said she broke up with a nigga.
Yeah, Key said all her things in the bedroom behind closed doors. Don't even play with her. Don't even play with her at all.
Right.
But no, I don't mind. It's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, the next question obviously is, what if it's two gay people?
I do have a problem with that. I have a problem with that, though, not even behind close. If you have kids and you live that lifestyle, I have a problem with you showing it at home. Honestly, I do. Because I think that when it comes to something like that, children, they watch our every move, for one, and they learn from it. And it dictates, whether you want to believe it or not, everything that your kids see you do dictates what type of person they'll turn out to be. So by doing it in public, you are showing, you're letting my kids see this. I don't appreciate it because they may have never seen it and they may have never thought of that as an option. But I'm also one of the ones that don't believe that you were born gay. I believe that you had an option and you chose what you wanted to be.
Exactly. I think that's why when people listen to me talk and I say what I say about certain topics, that's the fundamental disagreement I have with anyone who's gay. I don't believe that you are born that way. But then again, I have encountered people like my ex-girlfriend's, my baby mother, my son's mother. She had, when I first started being friends with her, before we was even really dating, we were just friends for a minute. And she had her son that she adopted has a brother. And that little boy was like maybe 4 years old when I first met her. I thought the little boy was going to turn up and grow up and be gay because he was so feminine and sweet acting at 4 fucking years old till it was ridiculous. And, of course, now he's a flaming fag. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but people like him are what make me want to just stop all the way short of saying there's – I'm about 97 to 95% sure that people aren't born gay, but the 5% of uncertainty I have is based on his ass, because I knew he was going
to
be a fag.
You have to think about it. Okay, but wait, you have to think about it. Okay, yes, he may have come out acting very feminine, but he may have only watched what his mother did, so he's going to pick up her traits. But then, you know, everybody always comment on a child. No matter whatever traits they have, they comment on it. And that's essentially 9 times out of 10 what that child will lean to. My daughter loves to draw. I say she's an artist. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the family, she loves to read, she loves to draw, you know, she's going to be an artist. Grandparents started that from the day that you come out, what you going to be by looking at you. And if you hear something over and over again, that's what you become. Not saying that family members were saying, oh, you're going to be a little gay boy. No, they probably didn't say that, but I guarantee you that he did hear you act like a girl. you act like a girl. You do things a little too feminine. So when you get to that age of understanding what a girl acts like, but, you know, that's who you've become already because, you know, no one told you to stop because they're not going to tell you stop. As some uncles and aunties will be like, boy, stop. You know what I'm saying? But most of the time it's not going to be to that extreme. It just, like, lets you be you. And when you realize that what you're doing are female traits, then what other option do you have? You're not doing boy things. You weren't doing boy things. You've never really done boy things. You've always done girly things. So when society gets a hold of you and you start to see things and you start to see people that act the way you act, those people are gay.
Yeah. You might have a
then
point.
You're gay.
So now I think 100% that you ain't fucking born gay. It's fucking society and you have a fucking choice. Thanks for
you
hearing that 5% up for me, LL.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about the whole born gay because I wasn't born gay. Hell, I always liked the females, and I mean, I wasn't around gay people when I was younger.
I mean, you like the pretty girls. You like pretty girls. Okay.
Hell yeah.
No one's ever told you it was wrong, but once you realize, okay, I like pretty girls, you haven't ever said really. Ruby, I don't think I've ever heard you really say that you'll never try boys. You just haven't. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe you have, but it's not your preference. You like pretty girls. What do most women like who like pretty girls do? They're gay. You know? It's common sense. You don't really see people who, they don't verbalize it. If they're married and they have a heterosexual household, if they do like to look at pretty girls, you don't hear them saying, I like to look at pretty girls, but I have a husband. No. They
have a
husband.
I have.
Okay, but it's not like to that point. That's what I'm saying. And
yeah.
Then when it comes out to like, when it comes to society, if it comes to society and you like to look at girls, well, then you're not heterosexual. You must be bisexual because
right. You
enjoy looking at girls. If society put those labels on those kids and they ultimately play a part in who we turn out to be. There's nothing wrong with experimenting, none of that. I mean, but... if you really, really like it, then you say, well, I must be bi or I must be gay because I really enjoy it. I must not be heterosexual because I'm going against what society says heterosexual people should do.
Mm. Maybe so. Maybe you're right. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
But it does bother you.
No, I don't like to answer the question, though. No, I don't like it because I feel like if – which is crazy now because – you see it on TV, too. You can be flipping through MTV and the dating shows. They do gay couples. I really hate the fact that it's on TV and the kids have the remote control. And so they see it. So it puts that idea in the head that if I could see it on TV and I see it out in public, then it must not be all that bad. And then they... you know, then that puts the idea in their mind that they have an option. I can try this. You know, Katy Perry's song, I Kissed a Girl, and I liked it. I can try that because, you know, it's all over the radio. I can try it. Now it's an option. Now it's an option when before it probably was never an option.
Right. That's my whole point with it. That's why I don't like public display of affection by homosexuals, you know what I'm saying? And people be like, you know, Blism, you know, you homophobic, whatever. Look, I don't really give a fuck what you think or what you call it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just looking out for the interest. Every time I see that or see that, I always think, man, what if my kids was here and I ain't there to protect them from it? You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it goes
and so
the
that's
same
basically
with
what it is.
Heterosexual couples, too, because if they are getting wild and crazy with it, if it's past the maybe a holding hands or something like that, when kids start to think about, you know, the opposite sex like that and they see all the crazy displays in public, then that just gets their brain thinking on sex more as well because, you know, essentially that's what they're seeing. They're seeing the you know what I'm saying? They're seeing the foreplay. If it's going that far in public, I don't want my kids thinking, you know what I'm saying? No, because they're going to think further than what you're doing now. And if you're doing all that, they're going to take it, their minds are going to go further to what that's going to lead to. So really everything that you do like that, you know, it starts that cycle, that thought process for children when they reach a certain age. And no, you know, like I said, I don't have a problem with the little, you know, holding hand. Maybe I'll grab a pinky or maybe I'll grab an arm or whatever, lean on a shoulder or whatever. But hell, honestly and truly, I might grab my son and, you know, bear hug him through the store. You know what I'm saying? That's a mother's affection, but, you know, just don't go overboard. That's my thing. You can't go overboard in public because you have to be aware that other people, be respectful that other people's children may be in the area. You don't know what their parents' rules and guidelines are. Just be respectful for yourself and to what someone else could possibly see.
Right.
Right on. Touché.
I like that answer. All right. Going on to the next one. 910. Stay on the line, LL, if you can. 910. You on the phone with K100. What's popping, man?
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. Yo, what it do, man? You called the show before, haven't you?
Yeah, I called last Monday, matter of fact.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, right. So, you know, last Monday was Mash Motherfucking Monday, and once again, it is again. So, before we get into episode 103, get a motherfucking room. Oh, you got anybody you want to mash or mash Motherfucking Monday?
Nah, I've actually been chilled, but I can mash what the shit we were talking about earlier on Facebook about Minnesota. Mash they asses for letting Moth go.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Mash those motherfuckers. Mash that punk-ass motherfucking white boy Shanahan for bitching his nails. Don't make me get on my sports kit because I know I got all these fucking females on the line, nigga. I'll tie the rest of the fucking show up with that fuck shit. Punk ass, fuck you gonna bitch me now for and put that mother. This motherfucking crack, man. I'm sorry, Janice. I know Janice on. Look, man, this punk ass motherfucker gonna put Rex Gross. You know what? This ain't even the show for that.
I'm gonna move on.
That was fucked up, though.
I'm gonna move on because this punk ass motherfucker, Mike Shanahan, pussy ass, what he did to McNabb, he would have never did that to a motherfucking white quarterback. And Randy Moss, goddamn it. One time for Randy Moss. Telling the motherfuckers, nigga, I'm rich. Kiss my ass. Fuck the media, nigga. I don't gotta say nothing to you punk ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? One time for Randy motherfucking Moss. My nigga the goddamn week.
Anyway, moving
right a motherfucking along. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for calling the show, man. Episode motherfucking goddamn 103. Get a motherfucking room. What you think about public display of affection, homie?
I ain't really with it, but to keep it real, like, if my girl kind of with it and she really about that shit, like, I hold her hand and whatnot or give her a little kiss here and there, but I ain't for that serious shit, like, that tonguing down in the middle of the restaurant or the mall or Walmart, wherever the hell, yeah, I ain't with all that, but I'm saying, like, I'm not that affectionate type, but I'm saying, if my girl really for it, I break down a little bit and do it here and there, not all the time, but, you know, here and there.
All right. How old are you?
Oh, shit, 23.
Oh, hell, right. Still a baby.
yeah, but
I mean,
fucking
women on the line, like, what's his number? Some of these motherfuckers on the line, like, what's his number? God damn it.
You know, like, back in the day, like, even in high school,
five, six years ago,
that shit was crazy. Like, niggas really used to go out to the mall, hold hands, you know, try to get it in, you know, a little bit, get the extra tongue in when you're at the mall and shit. Like, I grew off of that shit.
I ain't with all that no more. Right. That's what's up. All right. So, what is it that you see? What kind of affection that you see? You feel me? Say you 23. If you saw somebody that say 33 doing some shit, you'd be like, God damn, ain't they too old for that shit? Like, what did you see?
Being that young,
because you're probably the youngest person on the line, I think, that's talked tonight. I don't know, I got people on the line who ain't really hitting the number one, but I know for a fact you're the youngest person that's been talked on the line tonight. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what do you think about when you see somebody 10 years older than you doing some shit like that? That, you know, what do you be thinking?
I could be like everybody, to each his own, I say that, but I mean, like, that shit uncalled for, really. You 33 and you doing all that, you might as well just shit. Stay in the house if you want to do all that. Niggas don't already know, like, what it is. If you been out with that person, especially before, like, everybody gonna know y'all together. You ain't got to do all that shit. You really don't got to do nothing. If you walking next to a nigga, another person, everybody gonna know y'all together.
Exactly.
For the most part.
Touche. Now, if the youngin' can understand that, the fuck is wrong with the rest of you motherfuckers? Yeah. Kissing and shit and all that excess of shit. Key yourself. Key says she gonna break up with your ass. Try it. I gotta love my K100 people. All right, homie. Let's go ahead and get to the more controversial point of the question. What about when you see two gay people? When you see two gay people displaying public affection. Does that cut you a little deeper? Do you feel even more way about that, or is it the same thing to you?
Oh yeah, no, it cut me deeper. Now I don't like that shit at all. Like I don't got no kids. You know, I could think about my niece and nephew if I were one. Like I wouldn't want them seeing that shit. But just for me, I'm gonna be honest. Like maybe two girls, but two niggas. Like that shit pissed me off, to be honest. Like I get mad about it.
Right, right. Well, why is everybody? You know, being a gay man got to be hard as a motherfucker. Because don't nobody like you motherfuckers, you know what I mean? I mean, everybody is against you motherfuckers. Nobody is friends of the gay men. You niggas got it hard, you know what I'm saying? Real.
Hell yeah, but I mean, like...
The women don't like you, even the gay women don't like you, nigga. God damn. Fuck. I mean, you niggas got no win. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but
I'm sorry,
dude.
Just fucking with you, man.
But like it was said earlier, though, I mean, that, you know, two gay women, that's more socially acceptable. So, like, people can deal with that a little more. Like, all right, two girls, you know, they might be bi or some shit like that. Like, they go both ways. But once, if you're a gay nigga, like, you can only go one way. Like, and motherfuckers gonna know how it is.
Whoa,
that's
whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa.
I'm gonna need for you to bring that message to motherfucking Buckhead, Atlanta, Georgia, nigga. Because these niggas don't understand that you're only supposed to go one way. These motherfucking niggas up here, and probably some motherfucking where, like Nooney said, in New Orleans and shit, you would think that, yeah, you can only go way, but that's the problem. That's the problem in these motherfucking cities like this, man. These niggas ain't understanding the rules of engagement. These niggas they want to be gay and get pussy. They want to cross over in my motherfucking lane. Goddamn it.
Right.
Stay in your motherfucking lane. We'll be all right. But no, nigga, no. No. Now you want to fuck hoes, too? Yo, what the fuck, nigga? Make your mind up.
But shit, true story, like, I went down to Atlanta earlier this summer, and the visit, as a matter of fact, your cousin Eric, and shit, niggas parked, and we was walking, and he was like, nigga basically started running and shit, and I was like, yo, what the fuck going on? He's like, yo, that's that gay, he's like, that's a gay club, like, and I ain't really think about it, because I ain't around that shit, like, Atlanta, I know it's bad, like, since I done been there, like, niggas, like, in that club, it was nothing but niggas in there, and you just look like, you fucking kidding me? Like, really niggas get together like that? Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that. Blew my mind. Like, I was like, hell nah. I don't even know how the hell y'all can stay there, really, and chill. Like,
well, you have to, it's a learned tolerance, bro. It's a learned tolerance. They tell me, like I said, where I'm from, this is not my home city, but I've been here long enough, and it trust me, it was a learn. I had to adjust. I almost got fired from my job because I couldn't work that close proximity with one. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it took some adjustment for me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because where I'm from, if that's how you is, nigga, maybe now, like when I go home now, when I go back home and visit, I see it more openly now. But when I was growing up, nigga, trust me, if a motherfucker was goddamn gay, that nigga was locked in the closet deep, tucked up under the blankets and the sheets, nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
He was not out and flamboyant, you know, at all. So I didn't even really have any dealings with it until I got to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's an adjustment, man. And like I said, man, I did grow into realizing they just people and everything too. But I don't give a fuck, man. All that kissing and shit and all that show putting your lifestyle on display for other people to see, other kids to see and shit. Nah, homie, you missed me with that. I don't give a fuck. I'm not making no apologies for that shit. I just don't like it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I stand on. You know what I mean? Whoever don't like that shit, I really don't give a fuck. This is K100 Internet Radio, hosted by who? Yes, people, Blizzard. Therefore, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want people, I think people sometimes, you know, like to brand me and put me in a box with you know, a skinhead or, you know, something like, you know, people just who want to just kill, burn all the gays
like
and together. And,
like.
Yeah. No, nigga, no, that's not me, but I'm not cool like that with it either. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's a line you got to walk.
Yeah, that's two different things right there.
Yeah, it's a line you got to walk. All right, homie, stay on the line. I'm going to open up the mic because I can't do an after party tonight, so I'm going to open up the mic lines in the last 10 minutes. I'm going to go to one more caller who hasn't talked yet, open up their line, get their input, and then it's going to be a free-for-all for the last 10 minutes. So hang on,
all right.
Chris, what's happening, dog?
What's up, man? They call and give my little 2 cents.
All right, well, first of all, it's Mondays, and that is... when you despise niggas and flies.
Yeah!
mashing motherfucking Mondays, Chris. What you got for me to mash?
I want to mash my motherfucking coworker, man, who during the company meeting want to call me out when I ain't even there to defend myself, dog. You
oh,
the bitch.
We always mash them bitch niggas. They get it. I don't even got to hear no more. Say no more. Say no fucking more. We already, I don't got to say no more. I know these. I work with these type of fuck niggas at my fucking 9 to 5. I got, and I just these. I know these fucking niggas. I already know this story. Go ahead and tell it though, because you're on the air. What did he say?
They had a meeting about the area being your work area not being tidy and shit, and this nigga, who they never came to me before about it, right, was like, man, I be talking to him all the time about keeping his area tidy, and he's saying, fuck me. Hold on, homeboy. You ain't never said nothing to me. I ain't even here. I'm getting texts about, man, these niggas snitching on you in here, dog. I'm like, what? Go in there, he ain't got nothing to say.
Wow.
I'm like,
so on
wow.
top of that, he's a snitch and a bitch.
Unreal. All
right.
Unreal.
We got it. We got this nigga. Niggas and flies, man. Niggas and flies. I despise.
Yeah,
all right. Moving on. Episode motherfucking 103. Public displays of affection. How do you feel about it, Chris? How do you feel about it, man? Do you
now, if it's like a little light hugging and light little stuff like that, yeah, cool, whatever. Yeah, we know you love each other, but with the tonguing and the grabbing and all that, take that shit to the house, man. We too long for that right now.
Right. Well,
really?
LL is the only person who said she likes that affection. Of course, she's a hopeless romantic, you know what I'm saying? But
I would think I'm a hopeless romantic too, but man, you ain't gonna see me start slobbing my girl down in the middle of the line at the movie theater. You know what I'm saying? It's just, no.
What about holding her hand? What about walking and holding her hand?
Oh, yeah, I do that. I will walk and hold your hand. I will walk and hold your hand. I mean,
well, maybe you are a hopeless romantic, Chris. Maybe you are, homie. You know what I'm saying? You're a bigger man than me. I don't like
Chris. Hey, you know what? Sometimes if when niggas goddamn has something they like to goddamn hold their hand like that, they'll do that.
You just got to
find the one that you feel that way for.
That's a good fucking point. I think, good point, Chris. Maybe, just maybe. No, I can't say it in my case because there's been people that wanted to hold my hand that was worth their hand. But just maybe, I want everybody to take into consideration before we end this show that if you are the type of woman who want to hold your man's hand and he don't want to hold your hand, maybe, just maybe, you might need to look in the motherfucking mirror. That's all I'm saying. Maybe you put on a couple pounds. Maybe your motherfucking hair ain't never really did. A lot of shit. Maybe you just fucking ugly. I don't know. But it's multiple reasons why a motherfucker might not necessarily just want to hold your hand in public. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe he got with your ass 10 years ago, 3 kids ago, when you was a size 4, and now you're a size 24. I don't know. Everybody's going to want to mash me now. Everybody's going to want to mash me now, Chris.
They can't mash you for telling you how you feel.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we can.
Tisha, hit the number one if you can talk now, because I came to your phone and you were not talking. Hit the number one, Keisha. I come to your line. Keisha F. Okay. Let me get back to Keisha F. Let me go ahead and answer Chris. Chris, what about when it's homosexuals, dog? How do you feel about homosexuals displaying
power? Now, I'm going to feel like a hypocrite about this, because the ladies, I really don't mind as long, you know, you might look. But still, deep down inside, I'd be like, man, she need a nigga in her life. Or what the fuck are them two motherfuckers doing? You know what I'm saying? You're like, man. Hey, all that shit, all that freaky shit, that's good behind closed doors, but you don't need to bring that shit out open, especially around the kids.
Exactly.
My kids don't need to see that. I taught them that, you know what, that's a choice people made, and I think they got a problem.
Right. And that's my whole point with it, man. I like I said, it bothers me because when I see it, I think of my fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? I think of my fucking kids, man, and you know, fuck,
and
I don't know,
media,
man.
Dog. The media is slowly desensitizing the public to make
slowly?
It be the
acceptable norm. Slowly? Nigga, these motherfuckers
yeah,
are running a sprint.
It's crunk now. You're right. It's crunk
these
wide open now.
These motherfuckers are running a sprint with desensitizing motherfuckers now, man. Real talk.
Yep.
These motherfuckers are running a sprint with desensitization. These motherfuckers are really... You got this. Did you see the fucking commercial with fucking, what's a gay ass, Wanda Sykes gay ass, and Ellen DeGeneres gay ass, when they talking about stop bullying, homo bullying, or stop, that's so gay, it's not cool, that's not cool. Motherfucker, that's gay. If that shit is gay, it's gay, bitch. It's your gay ass, bitch. That shit gay, nigga. You doing some gay shit, I'm saying some gay shit. That ain't being homophobic. That ain't, bitch, that's gay. Shit is gay. Have you seen the whole campaign they got going on, her and Helen, Wanda Sykes and Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah,
that shit is fucking you know what? I'm getting off track. This is a whole nother show. I'd have to have a whole nother show on the whole gay issue. You feel what I'm saying? Before I can really just sit here and just go hard with it. You know what I'm saying? But I like I said, at the end of the day, you like me. You feel the ways about it when it's homosexuals. You don't like it in general, but you feel even more extremely about it when it's someone that's homosexual.
Yeah, and I truthfully believe the only reason why I feel like that is because I truly feel that that's a choice you make.
Right. I do too.
I don't believe in that born gay shit at all. The reason why that little kid you was talking about was acting like that because they treated him like a girl.
I thought about that too. That's why I was just like, man, I just remember when he was young, I was like, yo, that dude's going to be gay as hell, but... And it turned out being flaming, but so I was like, maybe possibly.
I was raised in a household where I'm the only child. My mom got six sisters, aunties, number aunties raised me. No dad in the house, none of that shit, man. I ain't turning out to be no motherfucking fruitcake. You know what I'm saying? Really?
That's what I'm saying. So Chris, see, when you say that real quick, and I'm gonna get to Keisha F. When you say that, that actually emboldens the argument for the born gay theory, because it's going to be like, because you wasn't born that way, it's just not in your nature to be that, even though you was raised around that way. But a kid who was, it's kids who raised around a bunch of motherfucking men and grew up and be gay. You feel me? How do you explain that?
Man, somewhere, somehow, somebody fucked with that kid, man. Crossed them wires up. I'm telling you.
Maybe you're right,
mental
bro.
Mental thing.
Maybe you're right.
The mental thing, they inside their head, they just feel that this is what I want. This is what I want. It's getting to the point now where even gay people are getting divorces. These people, they want to break down the walls of society and all the norms and stereotypes and the criticisms. Because it's hard. I would believe it would be hard as fuck. Because nobody really, deep down inside, really feels that this is the normal, acceptable thing to do.
Right.
You know, every niggas might have fantasies about, yeah, me and a girl, me and a couple girls, yeah. But deep down inside, they don't want that. They don't
right.
want it.
Well, I kind of like it. The chicks.
Hey, you know it's nice too.
I mean, one blowing, one sucking the dick in the balls. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
Yeah, but see, they still sharing the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people listen to this like this nigga Blizzum is ill. I am that. Let me go ahead, man. I gotta look. Let me take this. I'm gonna get ready to open up the mic. Let me take Keisha's call and then open up the mic for everybody at the end of the show. All right. Keisha, what's popping?
What's up?
What's going on? I came to you. I had to mash you earlier.
No, you did. But look, I had a good excuse. The aunt cousin called from England to talk to the baby, so we had to
take
over.
I officially rescind my mash.
Thank you.
Okay, that's important. Got to let the man talk to the babies. We can't be playing games with K100. That is not an excuse. I'll be if that was me and you told me, nigga, I was on a radio show and I couldn't talk to my baby, we're going to have a motherfucking problem when I see your motherfucking ass again. So I can respect that. Getting to it. First of all, it's Mash Motherfucking Mondays. Niggas and flies. You like that new sound effect, the fly?
Stupid cousin for pissing me off while he was on the phone with my child.
Say what now?
Let's just do that. Let's mash the stupid cousin for pissing me off while he was on the phone with my child. But anyway.
How did he do that?
Because for some reason, now that I just got my damn computer back from the shop, and no, I haven't downloaded Skype. You ain't got Skype? What the fuck? Negro! That's all I have to say. Don't come at me about some stupid stuff when it's only been 2 days that I have the damn computer. I'm not going to just be online all day and all night just to make you comfortable. Hop in the tub, please. So either way.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yes!
Nigga, if you wanted it that bad, nigga, buy me a computer and send it over here so you can talk to your baby.
Yes!
Thank you.
I mean, I know that sounds like some shit a motherfucking female will say, but nigga, at the end of the day, do you pay child support?
He does.
Well, then you should have took child support money and got the computer. I'm just saying.
The child support only takes care of that kid.
No, I'm not going to say that. I had four motherfuckers hit the number one when I said that. I'm not answering none of you motherfuckers. Anyway, episode 103.
He can't get no applause over paying child support because child support only takes care of her daycare. So tell me how much child support
I know. Pay. This is a whole other episode that I have yet to have, the child support episode. I'm just saving it up, nigga. I'm saving it up in the arsenal for you motherfucking women, nigga. Don't get it twisted. You know I'm going to get there. Just wait a minute. Wait a motherfucking minute. Yeah. That's going to be one of my episodes. You know what I'm saying? I got to say something in the bag. I ain't even had no child support show. Out of all the shit, Blizzard ain't had no child support show. Oh, motherfucker, get it crunk. We'll get there. Tune the fuck in for that one. Anyway, Kishi, so you got me sidetracking. I ain't got no time for this shit. 4 minutes left. Public display of affection.
I mean, if y'all trying to get it in, I think y'all need to get a room. I mean, I don't have an issue with people holding hands or, you know, I'm going to kiss you goodbye because we're about to separate. That's one thing. But if y'all just kiss it and it ain't no real reason behind it, I'm going to need y'all to take that up somewhere else. And as far as holding hands and what have you, if he reaches for me, I'm going to hold his hand. Otherwise, we two grown folks. And that's just how I feel about it. I've never been a real hand holder type person, but if I'm going to grab you or if I'm going to touch you while we're out in public, I want you to understand that that means when we get home, I'm going to need to be getting it in. That's why I'm grabbing you in public, because I'm not just going to grab your hand. I'm going to grab someplace else. I think Keith said it before. I'm going to put my hand in your pants. I'm going to do something like that to let you know that, you know, that might be our little signal. Hey, this is how we let people know that we're together, but whatever. What I need you to understand is when we get to the house, it needs to be on. So that's why I'm touching somebody that I'm with while we're in public.
Okay. I like it.
All right.
Just get that dick a little nudge.
Exactly.
Just get that dick a little nudge, baby. Get that dick a little nudge. All right. What if it's gay people?
If it's gay people, I'm feeling about the same way as I am about regular people. Take that up someplace else. I mean, I understand you might be in a relationship and you're in love, what have you. Do what you do. Just don't do it to me. And I really don't want to see it. I really don't want to see it. If I'm not showing you if I'm not showing this type of affection to the person I'm with, kissing and hugging and slobbering, then I don't need to see you gay, straight, or otherwise.
Okay.
It's a matter of respect. If you have respect for yourself, then you keep certain things like that in the bedroom.
All right.
Your privacy, your own home, car, theater, space, whatever it is that you're going to be doing in it.
Exactly. Touche. All right. Once again, you fucking people have made me go through a whole episode without playing any music. God damn it, Blizzard. Okay. I don't know why I keep doing this. Open up the mics. Michigan Girl, LL, the homie from the 910, Shay, Fade Away.
Hey,
Chris, Key, everybody's on the line right now.
You can tell. Hey, you can tell me and Keisha Leo, so we think the same. I told you, I touched that dick in public. Well, can't nobody see, just to let you know.
Okay? In the club, yes, come on.
That must be
a Leo thing, because I do the same thing to my old lady. Grab her somewhere like,
free,
come on,
we
get it on.
But we ain't got to let everybody know we're free, though, but we free. You're free, too.
Well, we got 90 seconds. Hold on real quick. I'm going to do a short, brief after party real quick. Let me go ahead and tell everybody that's on the phone line what's going to pop off with that. Everybody, mic is still open. I think that's the homie AJ. He came in the last minute. AJ, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. What's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm going to leave your mic open, too, so you can maybe chime in at the end. Let me go ahead and give – I got everybody's mic open. If you can, please, we got a lot of background noise. Mute it for a second. Let me walk off the people that's listening online, and we'll do about 15 minutes of after party so I can jump over to Nooney's show real quick today. Everybody's listening out there via the web – The show is about to go off the line. If you want to be a part of the after party, we're going to let it run for an extra about 15 minutes and let these people air out some more stuff. 347-934-0966 is the number that you need to call if you want to join and be in the after party. You got to call on the phone line. The live stream will, in fact, stop. I'm going to run the outro music, and that's what you're going to hear out there in www.world. And everybody that's on my phone line, stand by real quick. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get to the after party. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in for episode 103. God damn it. Get a motherfucking room. Yeah. And also for Mash Motherfucking Monday. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Stand by for the after party. I don't know if you want to talk or not. I see you on the Skype. But hit me if you want me to open up the mic line. So far, everybody else that's on the phone right now, if you're listening to my voice, then your mic line is open. You feel me? And we got a little 15. I'm going to do a brief after party for tonight's show. You feel me? So I can go call the homie Nooney show real quick like I told him I would tonight. And I want to appreciate everybody for hanging around, everybody that tuned in for the actual show. All right. Anybody got anything they want to talk about? You know what I'm saying? You know, for these 15 minutes that was on the line that wanted to address something. I think I seen Shay and a couple other people that hit the number one. Also, the homie AJ never did get a chance to talk, homie. What's popping with you, man? You got anybody you want to mash, AJ, before I let these people go at it?
Yeah, man. I just want to mash these bullshit-ass Republicans out here, man. They're talking shit about Obama. I've been listening to a lot of interviews and shit lately. I just want to fuck them in the ass, and if they want to fuck around, shit, need to piss on them motherfuckers. They talking about Obama as a boy. You got me fucked up. Bush been a boy for 8 years. Eight fucking years. White House, and they want to talk about Obama, so I want to mash them bitches.
Right. Definitely mash them. Vote, motherfuckers. Vote. Everybody, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't got a motherfucker on this line right now. I got 11 people on the line. I'm expecting, I know for a fact that 11 motherfuckers on this line going to vote. You feel me? But I need for y'all to make sure y'all tell 11 more motherfuckers to vote. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I know the people that's on the line right now are going to vote. I know who you people are. I know your character. I know where you at in life. I know you're going to vote. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even questioning you people that's on the line right now. I'm talking to them. Tell 11 more motherfuckers that they need to vote. You feel me? That's what we got to do. You feel me? We got to make sure we take our little brothers, our people who really, you know what I'm saying, who got a license, nigga, take their asses down there with you. If you got to give them a ride or whatever. You feel me? You just got to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Real talk.
I'm giving rides. If you live in the Bay, hit me on the inbox.
Right. Do that. You heard Shay. If you need a ride, you know anybody need a ride, hit her up. She'll take you to the post. She can catch a ride. You feel
Shay,
me?
I need a ride. You go for a and take me.
No, in the Bay.
I don't have the bar.
Leave me on 231. You got to send yours in the mail.
Well, let me ask you this, y'all. What the fuck is the problem with the what the hell is up, women? When did y'all start being so unromantic? What the fuck?
It's not about being unromantic. It's about being respectful. You know what I'm saying? Some of us have respect. And, you know, like you said, other people have kids, too. Certain things should not be done in front of children. It just shouldn't be done. And when you're in public, it's children everywhere. Yeah, don't be grabbing my ass and don't be, you know,
right,
walking around with your hand in my backpack. I mean, we grown.
Yeah.
We are grown. We don't have to take quiet.
What's wrong with that, Key? What's really wrong with somebody walking and putting their little hand in your back pocket? For real? Really?
Don't do that because I just don't like it. I just don't damn like it. Your hand ain't nothing in my pocket for you.
Got some money in it.
Slap my ass in the bedroom. Slap my ass. You can slap it all you want to in the bedroom.
Oh yeah, baby. No, but I'm just saying.
What about holding your hand?
Yeah, but it was
Holding hands is not so bad, but the only way I'm going to hold hands with somebody that I'm with is if it won't even really be in a mall, but like I think it was either LL or Keisha said, if we on a beach, or either it was Alvina, one of them, but if we on a beach, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, and it's like a little romantic getaway, okay. But just, you know, GP, I don't even think that's that serious. So maybe if we're in
the
park.
This is the time and the place for that shit.
That was Keisha, because that wasn't me, because I'm the hopeless romantic. You can hold my hand. You can hold my hand.
I said
you can hold my hand. You can put your hand in my butt pocket for a minute. You can put your hand in my butt pocket, too.
Just a
whole
romantic.
I don't like the butt pocket.
You get a little uncomfortable.
You
can
be like that, then real life kicked in. I was like, fuck all that shit.
You feel like
put your hand in my pocket and squeeze it one time good. I don't mind that at all.
I mean, don't it make it seem like, you know, the guy really just love you like, I mean, look, I'm a guy, so I expect
to
feel that way. But I'm just saying, I thought the women. What?
I said, show me some kind of other way. Don't be grabbing your hand in my pocket and shit like that, trying to make a scene like, yeah, this is my girl.
But show me you love me and suck my dick.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Show me you love me and just suck my dick all the time. How about that, this sensitive ass shit? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I got that on lock. I ain't worried about that.
Hey, y'all hear all this shit talking, fellas?
That's where the line draws at, because, see, I have a problem with that one, so I don't mind the butt pocket.
Well,
you
are
afraid. I'm
going
to jump
on
the side of my
dick,
though.
Of why you haven't changed your address yet and decide whether or not your vote counts. So I had to get that out.
Okay.
Did that anyway.
That's some good information.
Yeah, you can always vote a challenge ballot. So don't let them say, no, you can't vote because you ain't changed your address or whatever. Go back to your old precinct and vote a challenge ballot. Let them know why you haven't changed your address. If they ask for your driver's license, all you really should bring is your voter's registration card, but they might get messy tomorrow and ask for a driver's license, too, and they can. It's not illegal. So if it doesn't match, just tell them you're voting a challenge ballot because you haven't had a chance to change your address, and they got to give you a date, hear your challenge, and decide whether or not your vote counts.
Okay.
Every year my address is different. I'll just tell them what precinct I'm in. I'll just show up and vote.
Hey, see your ass in one place.
Yeah, but and a way to circumnavigate that is if you haven't moved too far away, just go to the last precinct that you voted at last time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Cut down on the drama.
That's if you haven't changed your driver's
license. But, you know,
it may be
extra drama, so we just want to go ahead and nip it all in the butt and don't give them no excuses for they don't expect you to know that you can vote a challenge ballot. They don't expect you to know that. So they're not going to expect you to say that, and they definitely ain't going to tell you. They just going to be like, no. So we don't want no excuses tomorrow. No excuses. You have none.
Good message. Anybody got any? Anybody got anything else they want to air out before I move on to the after the close out the after party?
Yeah, man. Where the picture me? Where my picture had anything to do with my opinion?
He want to know what you look like, damn it.
What are you talking about?
They got on you pretty hard about that, bro.
Oh, yeah, they went in on him about not having a picture on his profile.
Who?
Somebody was calling me fake and everything. I was like, oh, my God, what?
Well, you know what? Some people put up, like, artificial posts and stuff. That's why. You know, we're just going to make sure that it's 100, that it's 100. Because we be talking about some real true shit.
Yeah, people be trying to get up in our stuff for real.
Exactly.
You
gotta make sure
that
ain't nobody
buying
shit.
Make sure you're legit.
I'm lost.
You can take it back down now. If
me too.
What the hell are you talking about?
Damn.
Go to the page.
On the
page. Oh, on the K1 page.
It's on the Ruby's post. It's on the Ruby's post.
You gotta read all 55 comments, but it's on there.
Oh, okay.
This is her wild excursion night.
Is that the one that don't even tell the whole story?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
She was trying to get it out of her. She wasn't having it, so, you know, we had to.
She be keeping you hanging with the cliffhangers and stuff to be continued and crap. Waking people.
Hey, I stopped it. I was like, what she was talking about, I just said, damn, I think they make stuff for that.
Homie from the 910, are you in a private Facebook group? Homie. 910.
Man,
he's
homie
not
getting his thing.
Oh, no.
He gets a fluffing bird.
I was trying to see if he's in the Facebook group or not. He always be calling the show, but I don't know if he's in the group or not. I don't think he is. I was going to make sure he get
what
in. But anyway.
Name? What's his name?
Right.
I got to look at it.
You don't even know.
No, I do. And I got to look at my Facebook page because he posted on my page earlier. I got to go back and look at my Facebook.
You been drinking too much. You don't even.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
He on the
what
dessert.
You got on, man?
I got another motherfucker we should mash. Anybody like that Atlanta Journal Constitution article about that mother in Jacksonville who shook her baby over Facebook.
Shook her baby to death.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Shook her baby to
death.
Hey,
what's so crazy?
Oh my God.
I play that game. That's my game. Farmville, man, and it's unreal. Farmville. This is shook her baby over Farmville.
Farmville.
That's
where you collect all the
little animals
and the pigs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to build no farm. I ain't no farmer.
It's
so relaxing to me. You know what I'm saying? I just sit back and
I'm like, relaxing.
Somebody invited me to Mafia Wars. I don't get
Chris.
It.
Chris.
Yeah.
This is for playing Farmville.
Yeah.
I used to really be into Mafia Wars, and I just slacked off it. I think it's
I can't shoot no real gun,
off.
So what's the point?
I just like sorority life, but
no.
Oh yes, sorority life. I ain't been on there in a minute.
I didn't really like Mafia Wars because you had to invite a lot of people. You didn't fucking know. I didn't want all these people I don't know asking me questions.
Yeah,
I'm just
playing.
All right, look, everybody, I got to get ready to jet out. I was going to do a quick after party today, but thanks for hanging around. You feel me? You know what I mean? Make sure if you're listening to this and you're not a part of the private Facebook group page by some kind of means, because there's still like a couple people on here ghost listening. What's up to you? But if you want to be down with us, if you want to know what the fuck we're talking about and get in the jokes, goddamn it, hit me up and I'll give you an invite to the private Facebook group page, K100. You know what I'm saying? We got them go hard and go ham.
Give them the disclaimer, though. They can't be sensitive and all that extra shit.
Mm-hmm.
All that. You will get
to
delete your ass.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a cutoff on that? Are you going to have a cutoff?
A cutoff on what?
Members of the private room.
Well, I mean, we don't even have that many members, so I'm not even nowhere near a cutoff. We don't even have that many.
No, I'm saying, in the future, will you have a cutoff, like after you reach a certain number? Because if that means if they want to get in, they need to go ahead and get in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If the show gets expansive and the people really start to get in it, yeah, I would cut it off. I wouldn't just have, like, 200 people in the private group, like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, if I did, I don't want it to be like it was before when I just had, like, half of the people not saying shit or whatever. That's why I had to go through and clean house that first time. You feel
yeah.
me? And even now, we still got people who's not really talking too much, even though I know they'd be listening. I might have to go through and make another sweep because I want the private group page to really be active. You feel me? I already went through and chopped about half of those motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, the first
exactly.
time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'll do it again with no problems. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it again with no problems. Yeah.
Shay, what time are you picking me up?
Be ready, boo.
Let's see if I start
you need to
right
get
now.
On the road now. You need to get on the road now.
Let me throw my pants on and I'll head on out right now.
November 2nd, tomorrow. Get up. Get out. Get something. Do it, motherfuckers. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm ending the show. K100 Internet Radio. See you tomorrow, man.
Later.